Stevenson University welcomes you to this presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson did it.
Mustangs did it! Stevenson Mustangs are national champions!
This broadcast is presented in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Mustang Stadium on Owings Mills Boulevard, Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and the Green Turtle. Now, Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse.
10 Mustang seniors take the field for the final time in the regular season with a chance to start a new winning streak and clinch home field advantage throughout the Commonwealth Conference Tournament. Good evening and welcome to an extended edition of the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show at Mustang Stadium. I'm Sid Zweigbaum, joined by Paul Taylor. Paul, we've got an interview with Coach Cantabene coming up. We've also got senior night festivities for these 10 Mustang seniors, nine of which are in uniform and will start the game tonight. But before we get into tonight's action, let's go back one more time. What happened on Saturday? Stevenson losing to Salisbury, 11-9. The Mustangs dropped from second to third in this week's poll.
Well, I mean, it was a tough loss. You know, all the penalties, the man advantage opportunities. It was something that Coach Cantabene talked about after the game. Was, you know, when you're down a man for 13 times, things generally aren't going to go your way, whether you're the first ranked team in the nation or 100. And it obviously didn't for the Mustangs. You know, they had it tied up with about 7 minutes to go, and they had another one of those 6-on-3 situations they had to defend, and unfortunately for them, Salisbury came through with a couple of goals and held on for the win. A tough loss, but certainly not the end of the line, obviously. Still plenty left to play for it, including, like you mentioned in your open there, home field advantage for the conference tournament.
Well, the good news is the last time the defending champs lost a regular season game, they followed up with 12 in a row, so they lose on Saturday. Now they've got a chance to start a new streak, and with a win tonight, they'll clinch home field throughout the Commonwealth Conference Tournament. A good little carrot for them to chase this evening.
Oh, absolutely. And Coach Cantabene talked about that in our interview Saturday after the game. He said, you know, it's a tough loss. We got a rebound, though. You know, we still have a lot to play for. They win this game tonight, and the next time they may have to leave Mustang Stadium would potentially be for a Final Four matchup against Salisbury, and that, you know, that's a lot of ifs involved there. So there's still a lot to play for. You know, it's nice to, you know, play on your home field, to go back up the hill into your dorms or go in town for your dorms and not have to travel anywhere. So to play in your own, you know, sit in your own locker room at halftime and pregame, you know, play on your field. There's a lot of advantages to that. So still certainly a lot left in front of this Mustangs team.
13-2 Stevenson hosting 6-7 Messiah tonight. Let's take a look and see what happened when they met last year in our previous meeting on April 17, 2013. The Mustangs, a 21-4 victory, 63 shots for Stevenson. Check out the face-off dominance. They won 27 of 29 face-offs, something they didn't do Saturday against Salisbury, where the Seagulls won 13 of 22. Take a look at the Falcons' previous schedule. They've been a streaky team this year, starting 0-4, then going 4-4, then dropping to 4-7 at one point. Coming into this one, their last five, they've won two in a row at Elizabethtown and at DeSales. Before that, it was a three-game losing streak at Lycoming, at Albright, and a 7-3 loss at home against Widener. For the Mustangs, they've won four of their last five games coming into this one. We know what happened on Saturday. Previous Wednesday, Mustangs beat Widener 9-7, and before that, it was that three-game run of terror for Commonwealth opponents, where the Mustangs outscored Alvernia Hood and Lebanon Valley 59-6. Mustangs look to stay undefeated all time in the Commonwealth Conference with a win over Messiah tonight. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores! Are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Oh, experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Division 3 allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division 3 athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Face-off is minutes away. Now, the Coach's Corner, powered by GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, after watching the film of Saturday night's game, what can you tell us that you saw watching the game again that you maybe didn't see the first time live?
Well, you know, I think you got to stay out of the penalty box. That's first and foremost. You know, I think that, you know, we really hurt ourselves giving up 5-man up goals, especially being down 3 men 2 times. And it really hurt, especially with 7 minutes to go in the game. It's all tied up. And, you know, we go down 3 men with some really mental mistakes. And we need to play mentally better in the game. So, you know, we need to play tougher, especially in the offensive end. We need to play a lot tougher and, you know, put the ball away. I think we had a lot of great opportunities, especially when it was 8-8, 9-8. We had a couple man-up shots that we need to put away. We had some time, and when he got it down to 2, we were man-up. You know, the unreleasable penalty, the minute 30 left. We need to cash in on these opportunities, and we didn't. So we need to play a little more all around the game, which I think the guys are ready. We had a great practice on Monday, you know, good warm-up yesterday, so I think we'll be ready to go tonight.
How can you try to practice not taking penalties and the mental stuff?
Well, you got to make sure, coach it. You know, you got to make sure the guys are doing the right thing. You know, so that's what we did. We made them understand what we have to do, how we have to play. We got to stay out of the box. We got to make the most of our shooting and finish our shots. And that's things we got to work at. But it's also a mental point. Our guys need to be more mentally into it, not get wrapped up in all the BS that kind of goes on at times. And I think we got kind of wrapped up a little bit, and it hurt us.
One thing that happened for the first time this season, you guys didn't win in the faceoff situation. Big reason why, 6 faceoff violations. Was there something on tape that?
Well, I think that, you know, Brent is hurt. You know, he's bad shoulder, not playing tonight. You know, we got MRI back. We seem like we're all right, but he's got a really bad bruised shoulder. He's not playing tonight. And, you know, that kind of thought he had to go a little bit earlier. I think he got a little nervous about going with his injured shoulder, and I think that had a lot to do with it. I didn't think the officials did a great job with it either. But, you know, I think he needs to do a better job. You know, Justin Bonomo will do a great job tonight. And our guys need to be – we got to coach him better. You know, we can't – violations are, you know, mental things, and we need to coach him better not to do that. We worked on that a lot the last 2 days in practice, not moving, and hopefully it will pay off tonight.
Well, moving on to tonight's game against Messiah. Before the game, You're going to honor 10 seniors. Can you talk about this senior class? Obviously, some of those guys are a big part of doing something that's never been done before here.
Yeah, you know, it's a great senior class. 10 kids that are leaving us that have been with us for a long while. And, you know, Holacek, we're having Holacek in there and Hyken and Chris DeShiel. You know, those are big guys in that class. Have done a lot of things for this program over their time. And, you know, they've really set the tone for what Stevenson's program is about and how we go about things on a daily basis and the culture we have now. So, you know, we're really going to miss those guys, and we're going to hopefully send them off in a great thing. You know, we're going to start 9 seniors today. Hyken can be the 10th one, but he can't go today. So we're going to start those 9 seniors and let them play for a little bit and see how it goes.
Is there one of that group that's maybe exceeded what you thought when they got here? Maybe a guy you didn't think, you know, would get on the field much?
Chris DeShiel is one of those guys. You know, he turned himself into a great player as a freshman back here in 2011. You know, he played in our second midfield line. He's a small kind of kid who barely played for us, and I never thought he'd turn into be a second-team All-American to do what he did. So I think Chris has made the most of his opportunities and turned into a great kid as well. You know, really made the most of his opportunities, you know, being a captain now, and I think he's really helped us with the great culture we have at Stevenson now.
Well, speaking of tonight's game, what kind of challenges does Messiah bring? They've been a streaky team this year. They lost 4, they won 4, they lost 3, now they've won 2 in a row.
Yeah, well, they're going to try to hold it a little bit. They're going to try to play some zone defense and shut off that type of stuff. So we just have to be early on, be mentally strong, understand what they're in, control the pace of the game from the offensive end, not take silly shots, not rush ourselves and play good offense. Just put the ball away early, put the pressure on them. I think we'll face off well. You know, I think our defense will be able to hold them. But, you know, we get out of our element and we start to foul and give them chances, then they can be deadly.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that was head coach Paul Kentabene. We'll be right back with more on the Mustangs All Access pregame show powered by SFMSports.net.
Follow us on Twitter.
At Go Mustang Sports.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Back to the Mustangs All-Access pregame show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All-Access pregame show. Sid Zweigbaum, Paul Taylor. It's an extended pregame show tonight.
They wanted more of us.
I think they did not want more of us. The game was originally scheduled for a 6 p.m. face-off. We're probably going to face it off closer to 6:20 tonight. You'll see why and hear why in a couple of minutes. We're going to bring you all the senior night festivities, the Mustangs honoring 10 seniors before this game. They are Jordan Siebold, Kyle Holacek, Ryan Rubenstein, Colin Rayburn, Chris DeShiel, Glenn Tompkins, Brent Hyken, Dave Phillips, Craig Baldwin, and Cameron Johnson. The last three are not athletically listed as seniors, but they've graduated or are set to graduate ahead of time. So they're going to walk as seniors tonight because this will be their last year in school and their last season playing for the Mustangs. And Brent Hyken not in uniform with a bruised shoulder, Paul. And that's kind of the big story for the Mustangs right now. As Coach Cantabene said, Coach Cantabene said he probably shouldn't have played Saturday against Salisbury, but certainly they're going to need to get him back and healthy and winning faceoffs if they have any intention of defending their title.
Absolutely, and he's such a key key part there, you know, especially, you know, because you'll see him two or three times a game win a faceoff and go run down the field. And I know it, you know, it hurts not to suit up on senior night. And a senior night's always a special night as, you know, the Mustangs, you know, honor these seniors. And even though they don't have all 10 of them, you know, necessarily show on the scoreboard or the stat sheet all the time, you still have senior leaders in practice, senior leaders that give good examples of, you know, of what it is to be a member of this lacrosse team.
Well, we are going to give way to Mustangs public address announcer Steve Jones momentarily here as they're going to bring out the 10 seniors that are going to be introduced. Like I said, 9 will start. Hyken is not in uniform because of his injury to his right shoulder, his bruised shoulder. So Hyken is out. The other 9 will start, and that includes the goalie, number 18, Colin Rayburn. And we're going to take it over right now to the public address announcer, Steve Jones. Enjoy senior night.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please direct your attention to midfield for a special presentation. Tonight, we honor 10 individuals who are playing in their final season on the Stevenson University men's lacrosse team. Our first senior is Craig Baldwin. The son of Chris and Carol Baldwin, Craig is a graduate of Archbishop Curley, who is majoring in business administration. In 3 seasons, he has appeared in 7 games, including 1 this season. As a sophomore, he totaled 1 caused turnover. He was named to the CAC All-Academic Team in 2012 and to the MAC Spring Academic Honor Roll in 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Baltimore, Craig Baldwin. Our next senior is Chris Dashiel. The son of Linda Dashiel, Chris is a graduate of Parkside High School, who is majoring in interdisciplinary studies. In 4 seasons, he has appeared in a school record 83 games while making 61 starts. During that time, he ranks 5th with 186 points and 4th with 114 assists while also totaling 161 ground balls. This season, he leads the team and ranks 7th in the conference with 22 assists while ranking 4th with 31 points. He has also totaled 9 goals. In 2013, he was selected as a USILA second-team All-American and All-Commonwealth Conference first team. He was also named the Commonwealth Conference Player of the Year. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Salisbury, Chris Dashiel. Our next senior is Brent Hyken. The son of Edward and Barbara Hyken, Brent is a graduate of Pikesville High School who is majoring in business communications. In 2 seasons, he has appeared in all 38 games while ranking 4th with 373 faceoff wins and holding the school record for a 700 faceoff percentage. He also ranks 4th with 250 ground balls. This season, he ranks 8th in Division 3 with a 690 faceoff percentage and 18th with 7.8 ground balls per game. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Pikesville, Brent Hyken. Our next senior is Kyle Holacek. The son of Patrick and Denise Holacek. Kyle is a graduate of Loyola Blakefield, who is majoring in business administration. In 4 seasons, he has appeared in 71 games while making 60 starts. During that time, he ranks 2nd with 118 caused turnovers and 5th with 205 ground balls. This season, he leads the team with 30 caused turnovers while ranking third with 44 ground balls. He was selected as a 2013 USILA First Team All-American and 2012 USILA Second Team All-American. He is also a two-time All-Conference First Team selection. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Reisterstown, Kyle Holacek. Our next senior is Cam Johnson, the son of Cherry Money. Cam is a graduate of Easton High School who is majoring in psychology. In two seasons, he has appeared in two conference games on defense, including one this season. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Trapp, Cam Johnson. Our next senior is Dave Phillips, the son of Joseph and Maureen Phillips. Dave is a graduate of St. Augustine Prep in New Jersey, who is majoring in business administration. In two seasons, he has appeared in 18 games while totaling 2 goals and 2 caused turnovers. This season, he has appeared in 12 games and totaled 2 goals in a win over Elizabethtown. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Summers Point, New Jersey, Dave Phillips. Our next senior is Colin Rayburn, the son of Christopher and Karen Rayburn. Colin is a graduate of John Carroll High School who is majoring in interdisciplinary studies. In 4 seasons, he has appeared in 21 games in goal, totaling 205 minutes and 24 saves, including a career-high 11 in 2011. As a freshman, he totaled a career-high 4 saves in a win over St. Mary's. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Bel Air, Colin Rayburn. Our next senior is Ryan Rubenstein, the son of Anthony and Diane Rubenstein. Ryan is a graduate of Boys Latin High School who is majoring in business communications. In 4 seasons, he has appeared in a school record 83 games while totaling 7 points on 4 goals and 3 assists. He has also totaled 120 ground balls and 58 caused turnovers. This season, he has appeared in all 15 games and has totaled 15 ground balls and 10 caused turnovers. He was selected as a 2012 USILA Honorable Mention All-American and is a two-time All-Conference Second Team honoree. As a freshman, he was named the Capital Athletic Conference Rookie of the Year. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Sykesville, Ryan Rubenstein. Our next senior is Jordan Seibold, the son of Joseph and Joan Seibold. Jordan is a graduate of Blake School in Minnesota who is majoring in interdisciplinary studies. In 1 season since transferring from Division I Navy, he has appeared in 10 games while totaling 2 goals and 6 ground balls. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Tampa, Florida, Jordan Seibold. Our final senior is Glenn Tompkins, the son of Maria Tompkins. Glenn is a graduate of Manhasset High School in New York who is majoring in business administration. In 2 seasons, he has appeared in all 39 games while making 2 starts. During that time, he has totaled 69 points on 38 goals and 30 assists, while also totaling 31 ground balls. This season, he ranks second on the team with a career-high 41 points, 25 goals, and 16 assists. He also ranks 15th in the conference with 2.67 points per game. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in honoring a senior from Manhasset, New York, Glenn Tompkins. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2014 Stevenson Men's Lacrosse Senior Class.
And those were the 10 seniors honored for senior night here at Mustang Stadium. We'll be right back after this break with the starting lineups and the opening faceoff. This is the Mustangs All Access Pregame Show powered by SFMSports.net.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Stop into your local Green Turtle any day of the week and discover why they have the best burgers in town. And just to prove it, for a limited time, the Turtle is featuring a different burger every day of the week for only $6.99. Their burgers are fresh, never frozen, certified Angus beef, char-grilled to perfection, and served on a buttered brioche bun. And for only $6.99, you have no excuse not to try one today. Visit thegreenturtle.com for more details and the schedule of featured burgers. The Green Turtle. Feed your passion.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back to the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Sid Zweigbaum, Paul Taylor, getting you set for this face-off between the 13-2 Stevenson Mustangs and the 6-7 Messiah Falcons. Let's take a look at our tail of the tape, see how these two teams match up against each other statistically coming into this one. You see the Mustangs averaging right around 13.5 goals a game, Messiah at 7.3, Stevenson averaging 55 shots a contest, Messiah 31, Mustangs averaging 18 more ground balls a game, Stevenson at 67% on faceoffs. Messiah comes in at 45%. Man up, Stevenson 48%. Messiah at 31%. Both teams turning it over around 17 times a game. Stevenson allowing 7 goals a contest. Messiah is at 7.8 per game. And real quick, Paul, our players to watch for tonight's game for Messiah. We're taking a look at their leading scorer, number 15, Will Franken.
Now, it seems like everything for Messiah revolves around him. 29 goals, 5 assists, 34 points. So leads the team in goals and points, rather. Has taken a total of 69 shots, by far the most on his team. So it'll be interesting to see how the Mustangs match up with him and try and counter him this evening.
Well, they'll most likely counter him with our Mustang player to watch. That's number 9, Kyle Holacek.
See how I set you up there?
That's you set it up and I slammed it down. Holacek, the 6'3" senior honored before the game out of Reisterstown, Maryland, second all-time in cause turnovers for the Mustangs.
He's a big force back there, 6'3", 230 pounds. And we get to talk to him after, I believe it was the Widener game that he came up and chatted with us. He's got a real good head on his shoulders. You know, is very aware of what's going on around him. He's not afraid to step up and be the leader on that defense there and go after an opposing player that has the ball. He's a real nice key to that defense there. You mentioned, you know, the 30 caused turnovers. That's a huge number.
And he's also the reigning Commonwealth Conference player, defensive player of the week, also 5th all-time in ground balls here at Stevenson. Well, let's take a look at tonight's lineups, which are brought to you by Bonefish Grill, just seconds away from Mustang Stadium on on Owings Mills Boulevard. Paul's got the starters for the visiting Falcons.
Well, first on attack, they have three attackmen, Nate Nestor, number three, Tyler Golio, and number 15, Will Franken. At midfield, it'll be number five, Dean Patton, number 21, Brady Marburger, and number 29, Ryan Mayer. Three defenders, it'll be number 22, Alex Strack, and number 25, Cody Rogers, and number 31, Kyle Margosian. And in goal between the pipes for Messiah this evening will be number 36, Brooks Arnold.
And for the Mustangs, it is not the usual 10. We've got to do work tonight. They're going with nine seniors in the starting lineup. We start with the three seniors on attack, number 2, Jordan Seibold, number 21, Chris DeShiel, and number 26, Glenn Tompkins. In the middle, it'll be seniors Ryan Rubenstein and Dave Phillips, along with the junior taking the faceoff, number 58, Justin Buonimo. The three senior defenders starting, number 9, Kyle Halchek, number 66, Craig Baldwin, and number 67, Cam Johnson. And the goalie tonight is number 18, Colin Rayburn. And if it wasn't for the injury to Eichen, Paul, they'd have a perfect 10-man, three defenders, three middies, three attack, and a goalie. They'd have a whole starting lineup of seniors, but Brent unable to play tonight.
As much as it hurts for Brent not to be out here on senior night and to be out here helping his team, you know, he's got to realize that, you know, unfortunately injuries happen, and, you know, the important thing is conference tournament and the NCAA tournament as well. But it gives Justin Buonimo a really nice opportunity to get some quality game action in, so that in the event that if Hyken's injury doesn't heal like we all hope it will, then Buonimo will have a whole game under his belt that, you know, of action, of constant action, to get the face-offs. And because we mentioned on Saturday, the Mustangs didn't win face-offs, and it hurt them. It really did. It's the face-offs are extremely important to this Mustangs attack. So Buonimo has a real chance to this evening to step up and help his team.
Well, the Mustangs can clinch the top spot in the Commonwealth with a win tonight. Stevenson is 6-0 in conference play this year, 14-0 so far in their season plus in the Commonwealth Conference. Messiah comes in alone in fifth at 3-3 in the Commonwealth Conference. They have made it to the conference tournament in 11 of the last 13 years, and they will do so again this season. They won two conference titles back in 2001 and 2004. Lacrosse became a sport at Messiah in 1997, and they are in their 18th season, currently 168-107. So they've done pretty well in this conference. In addition to two titles, they've been runner-up six times. It is officially 55 degrees, but windy, gusts at 22 miles an hour as we get set to play. It is a chilly night.
Feels more like the middle of March than it does the middle of April.
Yeah, it's a chilly night for the fans beneath us to watch their Mustangs in action. Sun's still out. They say partly cloudy in the forecast. 54. So the temperature's not really going to drop a whole lot. It's just not starting up real high. Mustangs 9-1 at home. Messiah 2-5 on the road. Falcons have won two in a row. Mustangs looking to start a new winning streak. Buonimo and Marburger in the middle. Marburger rakes it backward, and it is still loose in the Mustang offensive end. Marburger had the first shot at it, couldn't field it. He's pushed from behind, and they will give it to Messiah. So Falcons take the opening draw with the whistle. Now Dean Patton across midfield. The Falcons in their road navy with horizontal stripes on the jerseys and white shorts, white numbers.
Subject to a huge debate up here in the booth about the stripes.
And the Mustangs with their all whites with green helmets and the sparkly green numbers. So a lot of fashion involved when these two teams meet in lacrosse. And, of course, they had a great rivalry this year in men's basketball.
We should mention, you talked about the weather beforehand, you know, the wind. Messiah going into the teeth of this wind this first quarter.
Here's Andrew Harris with 12 goals on the season. He had the game winner against DeSales in their last game. Now they get it behind the cage to Mayer. Over to Franken. His shot hit the pipe. Rebound out to Harris. Harris, the left side shot goes wide of Rayburn, out of the stick of Matthew Franken, the brother of Will Franken. So Tyler Golio will restart it. He is manned. And a shot and a score from Will Franken right from about 5 yards out in front of the net. Messiah takes a 1-0 lead on the goal by Will Franken.
Yeah, it was a nice pass there, and Franken was just right out in front, and nothing that Rayburn could do about it. Made a nice effort on it, but just wasn't meant to be there.
And Franken beating Holacek, so our two players to watch, matched up right there. And again, the Mustangs, not with their usual starters in the game, but that time it was their All-American Holacek who was beaten. And now Buonimo wins the faceoff. DeShiel gets it from Moody. Stevenson trailing 1-0, 13 and a half to go in the first. Tyler Furman back in there, so the Mustangs get their starting front six into the game. Rossi, Tompkins, and Dabney, the middies. Here's Bannock from behind the cage. Bannock in front. Shot stopped nicely, but a flag coming at the end of the play as Brooks Arnold shut the door on Bannock, but he was pushed from behind into the crease, into the goalie, and that's going to be a 30-second technical.
It's Cody Rogers heading off, the sophomore defender from Hampstead, Maryland. Nice play there by Bannock. Really made something out of nothing. Odd angle there for Bannock, and he nearly scored.
Mustangs in this 48% man-up unit out there. Tompkins, Dabney, Burgoyne. Dabney shoots high and wide. Tompkins, Burgoyne, Dabney, Rossi, Bannock, and DeShiel out there.
Nobody stepped out to defend Dabney, so he just ripped one. It went high and wide.
DeShiel back to Bannock, back to DeShiel behind the cage. DeShiel playing in his 84th game and as a Mustang. That's a school record. DeShiel in front. Kick save by Arnold in front as DeShiel was open on the backside. The penalty to Rogers is over. And an errant pass across midfield, scooped up by Holacek. Mustangs get it back. Holacek bounces it to Dabney. He has trouble handling it, and it bounces across midfield. Dabney up front to DeShiel. Mustangs still down 1-0, 12:25 to go in the first. Bannock spinning behind the cage. He's got Strack on him. Bannock. Now all the way from behind the goal to the far wing to Rossi to Tompkins on the right wing. Tompkins spins, looking for help. He goes behind the cage to DeShiel, the lefty. Now to Burgoyne. Burgoyne's got 18 goals on the season. Billy making a run toward the cage to DeShiel. DeShiel fakes a shot, fakes a pass. Now he retreats outside the box. Chris trying to go one-on-one with Ruger.
And it looked like he faked himself out there, almost fell over on that shot fake.
11:45 to go. Burgoyne behind the cage. Burgoyne in front. Turnaround shot. Another save by Arnold. Arnold coming to this one. 61% save percentage on the season. That's a huge number. And he bounces it out to Braden Olson. Messiah with the lead and possession. 1-0 here in the first. And as Dabney chases Olson. Olson in front. Pass knocked down by Holacek. And Rayburn scoops it and outlets to Dabney. So Dabney playing both ends here, and Dabney gets it across midfield from the Mustangs, and Coach Cantabene has got his second line middies up to come in. Al Stevenson making some subs on the defensive end as Baldwin and Johnson head out. Pass in front for DeShiel. Couldn't handle the pass. He was alone in front. Has to retreat behind the cage. Chad Williams and Cal Robinson now in at defense for the Mustangs. Tompkins couldn't handle that pass. It's going to roll all the way out near midfield. And Cal Robinson just nudges it forward back to Glenn.
That's when it helps to be 6'5", 250 pounds there, like a basketball box out.
Here's Tompkins, downloaded to Shield, went between his legs and out of bounds. Mustangs, an unforced error there. They turn it over. 10:25 to go in the first. Stevenson down 1-0 to the visiting Falcons from Grantham, Pennsylvania. Cody Rogers on the far side. Very deliberate. Back to the goalie, Arnold. to the near side to Margosian. Margosian down the sideline off the stick of Andrew Harrison out of bounds. So Messiah gives it right back here to the Mustangs in a quick restart. Ballesteri shoots on the run. The shot blocked by Rogers, the defender. And he chases it to the end line, and that'll be Messiah ball. What a play there by Rogers. Mustangs had a 2-on-1.
Absolutely. A terrific job there. Rogers, the 6'3 sophomore, getting back there and getting his stick in the way and really denying a goal for the Mustangs.
Patton tries to get it across midfield. Now he's triple-teamed. Ballesteri knocked it loose. Williams scoops it up. Mustangs turn it over, force the turnover. From Messiah, here's DeShiel in transition. DeShiel faking. 9:28 to go. Mustangs out shooting the Falcons 5-3, but it's 1-0 Messiah. Three or four nice saves already from point blank range by Brooks Arnold. He's made at least three.
And we saw Taylor with several nice saves from Salisbury the other
day. There's Wyatt bounce shot, and that was blocked on the way in by Kyle Margosian. And he gets it back to Arnold. So two shots blocked in front by Messiah defender. So acting as extra goalies.
Yeah, we've seen plenty of good goalkeeping here this year. We mentioned Taylor. You saw Matt Nessler from Widener. And Arnold, the sophomore from Red Lion, really done a nice job so far today.
Furman takes it away from Margosian. Furman in all alone, 1-on-1, and Arnold makes the save.
Now, Furman there shot high. He had a teammate down here. I think it was DeShiel. That if Furman had passed it to DeShiel, it would have been a dunk in, as I like to call it. They're right on the doorstep, but I don't think Furman saw him. And he shot high, and you mentioned Arnold with the body save there. A nice job there again by Arnold.
Arnold gets it back from Margosian, a 6-foot goalie from Red Lion, Pennsylvania. And now finally Rogers clears for Messiah, who's been turning it over every time they've made a save and gotten a stop. Andrew Harris able to barely get it into the box in time with Alex Hardwick pressuring. Under 8 to go. It's 1-0 Messiah. Here's Harris down low behind the cage. In front. Ball knocked loose by Holacek. Out of the stick of Golio. Golio was in the crease. And Rayburn will outlet to Ruffalo. It popped out of his stick. And Ruffalo now trying to get it back across midfield. And he's able to do so pretty easily without much resistance. Now he passes back across midfield. It's picked off by Will Franken. Franken looking for Golio. It's knocked down by Holacek. Ball loose. Rossi has it for the Mustangs. What was Ruffalo thinking there?
There was a miscommunication there.
Here comes Rossi, 1-on-1. Stopped by
Arnold.
Arnold with another save on the bounce shot by Rossi. And Rossi just weaved through three defenders, and Arnold had his back.
Now, there's Holacek, though, was the one that created that. He was the one that covered up after that turnover there. There was a miscommunication there as Rossi went forward, and the pass went backward.
Holacek picks off a long pass and gets it to Chad Williams.
It was just a good job there by Holacek to cover up the bad turnover there and give the Mustangs a scoring opportunity.
Seibold. I mean, Ruffalo had the right idea, which was get it to a short stick, but Rossi wasn't ready for the pass, and it was a weird play. Ruffalo crossed midfield, literally stopped, turned around, and it looked like he threw it right to Franken.
Yeah, exactly. It was 1:15 left as Rossi left, and Franken, the other 15, was standing right there, thank you very much, and went the other way with it.
Yeah. Here is Dabney down the right wing. Mustang still looking for their first goal of the night. Rossi to Tompkins at the top. He takes a pick from Dabney. Now he goes left after going right. Tompkins to Rossi. Rossi. There's a flag down. And I believe it's on the Mustangs. They called out number 34. That's Dabney. And it had something to do with the way he was setting his picks.
Yeah, not sure there.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, the call on Dabney. So that's 1 minute. And Messiah now.
Dabney is not usually a guy that you hear of with stuff like that. So it'd be interesting. I mean, it's obviously had to have said something or done something, obviously, to get the flag, because they don't just throw the flag for nothing. But it'd be interesting to hear exactly what that was.
Messiah, 31% with the extra man this season. They've got a one-minute opportunity here to take a 2-0 lead at number three. Stevenson, Harris on the left wing. They get it up top to Matthew Franken, younger brother of Will Franken. Franken goes to the far side to Pagankoff. Pagankoff to Harris. Still haven't attempted a shot 40 seconds into this extra man. Nestor to Golio. It's a bounce pass for Pagankoff. Goes past him. It's going to roll all the way over the sideline right at midfield. Mustangs are going to get it back. Down a man. 10 seconds left on the penalty to Dabney. So the underdog Falcons do not get off a shot with this 1 minute man advantage. We're back to 6-on-6, 5 minutes to go in the first.
That was Halacek there. He was bouncing back and forth between two defenders on the outside here on the near side, playing as two defenders, I should say, guarding two Falcons there on the outside, clogging up the shooting
lanes. Shot from the left wing from Burgoyne. Arnold turns it aside. Now Furman tries to bat it to Burgoyne on the ground. It's loose, and Wyatt's got it for the Mustangs. 1-0, Messiah. Here's Furman. Broken play here. Bannock in front. Had it knocked out of his stick. Goes to Furman. He's near the crease. He's in the crease. And it's going to be Falcons ball.
Now, you mentioned broken play there, and that's probably about the best way to describe it. It was a little helter-skelter there, and the Falcons catch a break with Furman breathing down the neck of Arnold.
Olsen, long bounce pass ahead to Nestor. Nestor, 7 goals, 16 assists on the season. Goes to Golio, who's got 10 goals and 1 assist. Now out to Andrew Harris. Harris back to Nestor, and you know Messiah wants to take the rubber out of the ball here and use as much time as possible. Harris is covered by McNamara, the transfer from the University of Delaware. Here's Nestor with a pick from Harris. Nestor cradling to the top of the box, goes to the far side to Drew Pagankoff, the junior from Mount Holly, New Jersey. This is Nestor again. 3.5 to go in the first. Nestor.
Is an elbowing penalty on Franken there on the screen.
Yeah, Franken set a pick with his elbow, and they gave it back to the Mustangs. Connor Caro out of bounds. He was knocked out by Golio. It looked like Golio tripped him, and Golio restarts. Golio to the middle. Had an opportunity to shoot it from 12. Decides not to. Now Robinson out chasing Golio near midfield. Robinson hacking away at Golio, and we know the referees love to throw flags on Cal. Here is Matthew Franken. Franken spinning on Halacek, now double teamed. And he goes back to Golio. 3 minutes to go in the first. Pagankoff on the far side. Now behind the cage with Halacek on him. They get it to Mayer, who's got Moody, the short stick, on him. Now out to Matthew Franken. To Nestor. Nestor cradling in the middle. Shoots, hits it off the post. And the rebound to Caro. So that's two posts now by the Falcons. A penalty coming on the ride by Nestor. Free possession here for the Mustangs. Here's Ruffalo with the long stick to Moody. Moody back to Ruffalo. He winds and fires high. And it goes out of play. It'll be Mustangs ball, and they'll have their second extra man opportunity of the night.
Well, it was a little bit fortunate there for both teams. Just, on the play there where Kuro got knocked over, he left the ball actually in play. And Chris DeShiel actually saw that and shoveled it out of bounds. But still a nice job there by the Mustangs to come down and try and take a quick shot. And they've got to take advantage of this man advantage opportunity here. And it's late in the first period here. We're still looking for your first goal.
Here's DeShiel. Skip pass to Rossi. He shoots and scores. We're tied 1-1. Rossi from DeShiel.
That was a nice shot there from Rossi, a little bit far out, but he had some open space and took advantage of it and beat Arnold. As you're right, the Mustangs do take advantage of that man advantage opportunity, and getting out there just a little bit late was Chris Ruger, the long stick midfielder. But Rossi gets the goal and gets the equalizer.
Rossi's 21st goal of the season for DeShiel. His 23rd assist came into this game. Fifth all-time in points at Stevenson and fourth all-time in assists. Mustangs win the ensuing faceoff. We're tied 1-1. Stevenson looking for more here in the first with now 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter.
Well, they weathered an early Messiah storm there. A couple of shots off the post. A couple of saves there from Rayburn in the one goal. Let's see if the offense can get on track here.
Rossi skips it. Dabney, left-hand shot is high and wide. So Collin still shooting them high.
He's a fearless shooter there. He gets an inch. He'll give you a good shot there.
Here's Furman. The tall freshman turnaround bank shot in front goes wide. Bounce shot. 1:39 to go in the first. Stevenson knocking on the door here. A couple of good opportunities. DeShiel, the long pole on him behind the cage. Right-hand pass, and it goes past Bannock. It's going to roll toward midfield in the sidelines. Robinson boxing out Franken, and he kicks it to Dabney. Dabney near the sideline. Pirouette's out of trouble. And
wow, nice job there by Dabney, and a good kickstart there from Robinson.
1:15 left. Bannock behind the cage. Mustangs love to score in the final minute of a quarter. Here's Dabney on the run. He scores, and it's 2-1 Mustangs.
Yeah, the only problem with that is it wasn't the final minute. You were still 6 seconds off there. No, I'm just you know, it was a good job there. Dabney coming off coming around a little bit of a screen there, I believe. Or no, just came around his defender, I beg your pardon. Dean Patton there just beat him by a half step. And Dabney shooting high again, went top shelf on Arnold and found the back of the net.
Collin with his 25th goal of the season. Bannock, his 16th assist. 2-1 Mustangs. Buonamo wins another faceoff. Now less than a minute to go. Mustangs have an opportunity to get another. Here is Bannock, covered by Rogers. Bannock on the run. Rogers on his back, and he just trots behind the cage. Bannock to Furman. Now to Burgoyne. 35 seconds left. Burgoyne sets it up from the wing. Burgoyne trying to bowl his way to the front to Ballesteri. Fell out of his stick. Joe gets it back with 25 seconds left at the top of the box. Ballesteri fakes the pass, goes right. Shot goes wide out of the stick of Ballesteri. Mustangs there to back it up. 19.2
good,
to go.
Good pressure here from this Mustangs offense. Even if they can't come up with a goal here in this final 19 seconds, good pressure to end the period.
DeShiel shoots it high and wide. 13 seconds left. Nobody behind the cage to back it up, so it'll be Falcons ball with 13 seconds left, and we'll see what Cody Rogers wants to do. Probably wants to just get to the second without any trouble here. Rogers cradling, and it falls out of his stick. It rolls to Arnold with 2 seconds. Arnold to the near side, and that's going to do it. For the first period of play, an hour early on a Wednesday night, Mustangs looking for their offense to wake up a little bit. They lead it 2-1 after one. We'll be right back with this second period. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I'm out here in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, braving the elements to make a point that Bonefish Grill's new steamed Icelandic cod is as fresh as the sea salt stinging my eyes. It comes drizzled in citrus Thai sauce with tangy Asian salsa and jasmine rice. It's only 550 calories and a healthy way to keep your New Year's resolution at 1490.
You there in the tux, who are you?
And because the new you eats more fish, you'll also want to hear about Bonefish Grill's Kate's Wild Haddock. It's topped with lemon basil sauce and back for a limited time.
Get off my boat.
Aye, aye, Captain. What say we swing this puppy around and head over to Bonefish Grill? You there, listening to the radio. Come join us for steamed Icelandic cod. I'll even save you a seat.
Really? You do that?
Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
Three area locations, including Owings Mills on Owings Mills Boulevard, just north of Reisterstown Road. Visit bonefishgrill.com.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by SFMSports.net.
2-1 Mustangs after one over the Messiah Falcons. Stevenson starting their 9 seniors in uniform to open the game, and now they've got the regular unit back out there to start the second. Robinson, Holcheck, Williams on defense. Buonimo in for Hyken tonight because of injury, and Moody and Corot flanking him, and Bannock to Shield and Furman up front. Rayburn, the senior, still in the cage. Stevenson wins, almost won another draw. They had it first, and now it's Marburger scooping it for the Falcons. He has it knocked out of his stick, taken away by Moody. Stevenson out shooting Messiah 16-4 after one, a 15-6 advantage in ground balls. Stevenson won 3 of 4 faceoffs in the first, but now they're 3 out of 5. 10 turnovers by Messiah in the first, just 4 for Stevenson, but 7 saves for Brooks Arnold, none from the Mustangs, and Rayburn in the first. Post with 2 saves, helping Rayburn. DeShiel has it behind the cage now from the Mustangs. Goes over to Tompkins. Tompkins up top to Rossi. Rossi. Pick and roll with Dabney. Dabney shoots from the perimeter and scores. Dabney's got his second. Mustangs lead it by 2.
Just seemed there like Arnold wasn't quite ready for it. Like it surprised him there a little bit as Arnold gave a little shoulder shrug save attempt. But Dabney a little quick with the quicker to the trigger than Arnold thought. As you can see on the replay there, those of you watching on SUTV, Arnold a little late getting over there. And it was just enough room that Dabney needed to score.
Yeah, for Dabney, for him, that was a low shot as Buonimo wins. It was about waist high, and it just seemed to tie up Arnold. He couldn't get his stick switched to the other side. He probably would have better luck just taking that one in the belly, but tried to make the stick save, unable to do so. Here's Bannock, right to left now. Mustangs attacking in the second. A little bit of sun out on the far sideline in the face of Bannock here. Mostly shadows covering the field. Ballesteri double-teamed, gets it out to Wyatt. Wyatt back to Joe. Joe, low shot goes way wide. Mustangs there to back it up. It'll be Furman behind the cage. Where's number 69, the 6'1 freshman from Boyerstown, Pennsylvania. 15 goals this season.
What a freshman he's been for this squad.
Burgoyne shot right into the gut of Arnold. He makes the save. And outlets to Patton. Patton across midfield for the Falcons. They come the other way. 5-on-6. Now Patton gets it to Olson. Messiah looking to slow things down. 2 minutes gone by in the second. It's 3-1 Stevenson. Mustangs have scored 3 in a row. They did it in a 3-minute span starting at the 2:16 mark of the first and carrying over into the second. 3 minutes and 13 seconds of game time. Here's Olson working his way to the middle. Now goes to the far side to Nestor. Nestor to Harrison. The Mustangs just, it's like they yelled a command and just came out to attack the ball. Here's Nestor trying to get away from Rubenstein. He takes a nice pick from Matthew Franken. Nestor back to Franken to the far side to Nestor. They get it down low to Golio. Golio to Harris. He shoots and scores. Andrew Harris with a perimeter shot that beats Rayburn. 12:02 to go. Harris from Golio, and it's a 3-2 game.
That was a nice, patient attack there from the Falcons. And lulled everybody to sleep, and then that quick trigger there from Harris gets the Falcons within one.
3-2 our score. Marburger and Buonimo in the middle again. That one kicked by Buonimo over to Patton, and the Messiah wins another faceoff there. 2 out of 3 here in the second, but Patton had it knocked away by Corot. Ball loose, and Robinson scoops it up. Rayburn already behind the cage, even while that ball was loose on the ground.
When you have Cal Robinson patrolling the defensive area for you, along with Kyle Holacek, you can be pretty confident.
Holacek to Caro, quickly to the far side to DeShiel. DeShiel goes behind the net to Furman, to the left wing to Bannock. Bannock gets it to Tony Rossi, number 15, who just came on, and now to Dabney. Dabney back to Rossi. Behind the cage to Furman, now to the far wing. DeShiel on one knee, catches and passes to Rossi. Now over to Dabney. Dabney to Tompkins off a screen. Tompkins' left-hand jump shot bounces wide and goes out of bounds in the far right corner. 10:59 to go in the first half. Mustangs on top 3-2, despite out shooting the Falcons 20-5. Furman knocked down in front. Ball comes out. Arnold scoops it in the crease.
That was an awkward-looking fall there from Furman. Good to see him get up from that. That was from up here looked like that could have easily ended in a twisted knee or an ankle or something. Good to see him get back up on that one.
Margosian with the long pole looking for help. Fires to Franken, who was open across midfield. It hit off his stick. Holacek scoops it and gets it to Bannock. Mustangs in transition right to left. Bannock to DeShiel. He fakes the shot. And now Chris is going to slow things down. Nobody's on Glenn Tompkins. DeShiel sees him. Tompkins hops into it, shoots and scores.
Really good find there as Tompkins snuck off the bench. And the Falcons didn't pick him up until it was too late. And now we get a timeout here for Messiah. But a nice job there by Tompkins. All kinds of space. He stepped into it and gave the Mustangs a two-goal lead back. Well, fans, for the first time in two seasons in the Commonwealth Conference, the Stevenson women's lacrosse team fell as the Mustangs had their nine-game winning streak snapped when Messiah posted a 14-8 victory yesterday afternoon. After yesterday's scores, there is now a three-way tie for first place in the conference as the Mustangs, Falcons, and Lebanon Valley, who the Mustangs beat earlier this season, are all at 5-1. All three teams have clinched a playoff spot with one conference game remaining. Saturday, the Mustangs will close out the regular season with a home game against a Commonwealth Conference opponent, Lycoming. This will be Senior Day and Alumni Appreciation Day. Myself and MC McFadden will have the call. The All Access pregame show gets underway at 12:40 p.m. So still some things worth fighting for the Mustangs there. Still have an outside shot at the number one seed in conference for the women's team. We want to emphasize if the Mustangs win Saturday, I believe they'll be the two seed and will host a game that would likely be Wednesday afternoon. But again, all that to be determined. We'll get more information as we go along, and that, again, will be finalized Saturday afternoon.
Tompkins with his 26th goal of the season, the assist to DeShiel, his second of the night, and his 24th of the season. 4-2 Mustangs, 10:16 to go. Marburger and Buonimo in the middle again. A good battle going on. It's popped loose. Alex Hardwick tracks it down for the Mustangs. He has it knocked off his stick, off his knee, and out of bounds. That'll be Messiah ball. Good pressure there by Cody Rogers. And Messiah holding their own on faceoffs with Hiking out and Buonimo doing all the work so far. Nestor back to Franken. This is Matthew Franken. Now to Andrew Harris, who scored the last goal for Messiah. Harris double team, didn't see it. Williams knocked out of his stick, but it pops to Franken. Now it's still loose on the ground, picked up by Connor Caro. Mustangs swarm the ball and they take it away. Here comes Stevenson in transition. 6-on-6. Messiah able to recover in time. Nick Garassi, number 46, getting a shift up front for the Mustangs. Here's Wyatt just on for Stevenson. Wyatt to Bannock. Bannock to a cutter. It's Ballesteri. Makes a tough catch. Has it knocked out of his stick as he falls to the ground and scooped up by Chris Ruger, who goes back to Arnold, the goalie. Arnold to Rogers on the far side. Back to the goalie, Arnold. He passes to Matthew Franken at midfield, and Franken given a lot of space to get inside to the box. That pass picked off by Robinson. He was looking for his brother Will down low. Robinson read it all the way. Long pass ahead to DeShiel. Here come the Mustangs. Right to left. Bannock will now wait for Ruffalo to check out. And Burgoyne to come on. Bannock behind the cage takes a screen from Garassi. Now passes to Nick behind the cage. Garassi, quick little turnaround shot, went high and wide. Sophomore from Sandwich, Massachusetts. One goal and two assists on the season. He's gotten more playing time, though, as the season has evolved. Burgoyne to Wyatt. Back to Burgoyne. Left wing shot blocked on the way in. It's still loose in front. Burgoyne's got a shot to scoop it. Still loose on the ground. It's batted out near the edge of the box. And DeShiel chasing it now. He scoops it to Wyatt. Wyatt able to pick it up. And the Mustangs maintain possession. 7:45 to go in the first half. Here's Ballesteri down the far wing. Hesitation move, Ballesteri in front. He's stuck now, parallel to the cage.
Nice job to not step in the crease there.
Here's Burgoyne, bounce shot, he scores. Ballesteri, his first assist of the season for Joe Ballesteri. Finds Burgoyne cutting across the crease, and Billy with a nice bounce shot beat Arnold, and it's 5-2 Mustangs.
That was a very patient attack there from the Mustangs, and a nice job by Burgoyne to go to goal and get past his defender and got an open look and put it in the back of the net, just what you're supposed to do.
Guantanamo flicks it from the back of his stick to Moody. And the Mustangs quickly make it, take it, as DeShiel has it behind the cage to Garassi. Now to Bannock on the left wing. Bannock switching hands. Out to Rossi, to Tompkins. Tompkins lost it. Got it back. Over to Rossi. Rossi driving down the right alley. Rossi winds, fires. He scores! And the Mustangs starting to open it up.
You're absolutely right there. A nice job by Rossi just taking it himself. And you heard Coach Cannavale in the pregame interview talk about he wanted his offense to be more aggressive, be more on attack mode. And so far, particularly here in the second quarter, they've done just that.
Rossi scoring his second goal of the night. 22nd on the season. Mustangs lead it 6-2. That goal coming with 6:59 to go in the first half. Guantanamo fighting for it in the middle. And this faceoff shoveled forward across midfield by Stone. It goes out of bounds off Messiah. Granada will put it back in play for the Mustangs.
There's more of that relentless pursuit the Mustangs love to use, not just on the defensive end there, but forces a turnover there and gives the Mustangs another chance here to add to their lead.
Holacek flips it across midfield to Bannock. Bannock trying to cradle out of trouble. He's got to get it into the box still. They get it to Rossi. Now into Dabney. Dabney on the run. Dabney with a dodge, spinning. Now looking for Bannock in front. Bannock winds and shoots it wide. Looked like that one got stuck in his stick for an extra stride.
Right.
Furman quickly restarts to DeShiel. Now they get it outside the box to Tompkins. Tompkins takes a screen from Dabney. Down the right alley, bounce shot wide. Mustangs there to...
Tell you what, Dabney is just fun to watch. He'll set a screen 1 minute, dancing around the next minute, passing it off. Dabney has just been fun to watch here as he has really grown over the course of this season.
Dabney on the far wing's got a short stick on him, cradling with the left. Puts his shoulder into the defender, now goes behind the cage to DeShiel. DeShiel on the far wing, goal line extended now. Right within earshot of his head coach, Paul Cantabete. Here's Tompkins, pass in the middle to Dabney. It's knocked down. DeShiel, though, picks it up. Diagonal pass to Furman. Furman to Dabney, cutting and scoring. Colin Dabney has a hat trick. Mustangs up 7-2.
Excellent job there by Dabney. Cutting to the middle of the field there, and a terrific shot there. As you mentioned, the Mustangs now lead by five. They've certainly found the momentum in this one. Nice job of passing there by the Mustangs, and a good job of patience there by Furman. He had a shot there, but decided to pass it off to Dabney, who had a better look, and Dabney put it in the back of the net.
Dabney now with 27 goals on the season, second on the team behind Stephen Bannock, but Glenn Tompkins right behind him in third with 26. Mustangs win another faceoff. Furman gets it behind the cage to Burgoyne, to Wyatt, to the near side, to Ballesteri. Ballesteri bounce shot is kicked in front. It went past the cage. It got kicked back out in front. Messiah turns it over. Wyatt with the steal. Now here's Burgoyne down the far wing. Burgoyne behind the cage to Bannock now. Bannock on the invert. Looking for cutters. Plays it safe to Wyatt. Now to Ballesteri. Ballesteri down the left alley. Stops. Passes back out to Wyatt. 4.5 to go in the first half. Wyatt on the charge. Stops. Spins. Gets past two defenders. But they recover and knock it out of his stick and take it away. Chris Ruger with the theft. Now he's hit from behind. Penalty coming on the Mustangs as Bannock touches it up. That's going to be a hit from behind. Either Bannock or Burgoyne going up high on Ruger.
That'll be Bannock heading off.
Well, it's just the second penalty of the night so far for the Mustangs. Still well off Saturday's pace where they committed 16 penalties. Then it counted for 13 minutes, and Bannock just a cross-check up high in the back of the neck area on Ruger. They call it an illegal body check. That's a one-minute penalty on Bannock, and it definitely looked worse on the replay than it did in person live. Messiah 0-for-1 with the extra man. Here's Pagankoff bounce shot, and save made by Rayburn, his best save of the night.
Absolutely, a nice job there. Went down on one knee and deflected it, and the Mustangs now are going to have a clear attempt here.
Rubenstein was able to scoop the ground ball to McNamara. Now to Moody. Moody faking, thinking about a shot, but he knows his job is to kill clock here. And Dylan will do that by getting it to Connor Corot. Now out to Rossi. Stevenson in a man down situation. Rossi back to Connor Corot. 20 seconds left on the man down for Stevenson. 7-2 Mustangs. They've scored 5 here in the second.
Good to see that Mustangs offense get back on track here in the second period after a little bit of a slow start in the first.
Mustangs on a 4-0 run. We're back to 6-on-6. Dabney's got a hat trick. He goes to Rossi, who's got 2 goals tonight. Rossi to DeShiel. DeShiel winds and bounces one wide. It hits off Furman. They chase it toward the end line. Diving is Furman and Stone, and Stone won the race, and a great hustle play there by the Falcons, and they'll work on the clear. Grady Breen, long pass ahead to Margosian, looking for Frank, and he's unable to get it. Seems like now he does finally scoop it, and as soon as he scooped it, a timeout was called by his head coach, Luke Beam. Good time to introduce you to the Falcons' interim head coach, who was hired last summer. He came from Millsaps, that university in Jackson, Mississippi. He started the lacrosse program there, went 8-32 in 3 seasons. He graduated from Messiah in 2003, playing in 45 games in 4 years as a Falcon. So I'm not really sure what the interim label is all about since they hired him in the summertime.
Those decisions are left up to people that are much smarter than you and I.
I guess. Certainly the decision part is correct. 7-2 our score as Stevenson on top of Messiah. These Falcons 6-9 last year, 4-4 in the Commonwealth. They come into this one 6-7 overall, looking for their first winning season since 2011, and they've got some work to do to prevent themselves from dropping to 6-8. They will take on Alvernia, who is winless in conference play, on Saturday to wrap up their regular season. So they could be looking at 7-8 heading into the first round of the Commonwealth Tournament, which will start on Tuesday, April 29th. The Mustangs will have a bye, it's looking like, until Thursday, May 1st, for the semifinals.
Well, I mean, for Messiah, I mean, they started off 0-4, but to rebound there and to be 6-7, I mean, to go 6-3 in your last nine games, that's a pretty good mark for a program there to kind of pick themselves off the mat there after a rough first couple weeks there and get yourself close to 500.
Frank and DeHaris, it's been a season of streaks for Messiah. 0-4, 4-4, 4-7, and now 6-7. So but the way things have gone, they were due for a win here tonight. Mayer bounce shot, and it goes over Rayburn out of bounds. Franken there to back it up, and Messiah here with their first really sustained possession since that goal scored by Harris at the 12:02 mark. This is Golio, double-teamed. Golio trying to just cradle out of trouble.
You're not going to get away from trouble if Kyle Holacek's guarding you, though. Holacek harassing him all the way around the field.
Now Holacek backs off, takes a breather, and Golio gets it to Harris. He's got a short stick, Alex Hardwick, on him. Now to Matthew Franken, the midfielder. Franken with Seivold on him, another short stick. Franken using his wide frame, and looked like he was setting up a shooting angle. Instead, goes to Nestor. Now out to Golio. Golio, turnaround shot. And Rayburn makes the save with 1:18 to go.
Fantastic save there from Rayburn. Went low, went again down close to one knee, and made the stop.
McNamara to Robinson, who dropped it momentarily, and then scoops and gets it across midfield to Seivold. And a timeout taken by the Mustangs with 1:02 to go in the first half. Stevenson on top, 7-2, out shooting the Falcons 30-8 so far.
Fans, sophomore Alec Romanowski earned his team-leading fifth win on the mound for the Stevenson baseball team in a doubleheader split against Commonwealth opponent of Messiah College, as the Mustangs took game one 8-2 before losing game two 11-5 on Monday. On the softball field, Caroline Brame totaled 15 strikeouts before McDaniel rallied from three runs down as the Mustangs dropped its fourth straight decision after being swept by the Green Terror in a non-conference doubleheader Tuesday afternoon at McDaniel. You can read the latest information on the baseball, softball, and all the other sports here at Stevenson at GoMustangSports.com.
Stevenson sends out Rossi, Dabney, and Tompkins as the midfielders to Shiel Bennick and number 23, Edward McLaughlin, the freshman from Drexel Hill, who was a starter for the first half dozen games this season for the Mustangs. Really struggled to get himself going, but as a freshman, he earned a starting spot for the Mustangs, and he's had trouble getting on the field as of late, but certainly somebody that head coach Paul Cantabene thinks a lot of to start him for a good portion of the season. Here is Tony Rossi behind the cage to McLaughlin, and he just took his eye off the ball and went out of bounds. So the trials and tribulations of McLaughlin continue as he turns it over there. Here is Rogers working on the clear for Messiah. He gets across midfield with 30 seconds to play, passing to Dean Hatton on the near side. And they never got it into the box in time. That's a turnover by Messiah with 27.7 left. Here is DeShiel quickly the other way. 3-on-3. DeShiel hopping, skipping, faking. 20 seconds left. Chris to McLaughlin. McLaughlin, nice little fake, shoots it, and Arnold makes a save. And Arnold, a long outlet pass picked off by Chad Williams. He can't come across midfield to Rossi. 6 seconds left. Ahead to DeShield. DeShield had it knocked out of his stick to Tompkins. 2 seconds left, and he's unable to get a shot off as time expires. And the Mustangs head to the locker room with a 5-goal lead or score after 30 minutes of play. Stevenson 7, Messiah 2. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse on the Mustang Sports Network.
Powered by SFMSports.net.
Now, back to the booth for the first half recap and out-of-town scoreboard. The All-Access Halftime Show starts now.
Halftime at Mustang Stadium. Number 3, Stevenson over Messiah. 7-2. Let's show you how we got to this point. It was actually Messiah winning the opening faceoff of the game, and Messiah striking first on the goal by Will Frank in the left-hand bounce shot from Tyler Golio. 1-0 Messiah at the 13:45 mark, and then their goalie, Brooks Arnold, with a big save there. Messiah at the other end, rocking it off the post, was number 1, Nate Nestor. That could have made it 2-0. Instead, at the other end, it is a goal from Tony Rossi, his first, with 2:16 to go in the first. That made it 1-1. Mustangs not done yet as Dabney scores his first of the night. 2-1 Mustangs heading to the second period of play. Colin Dabney, this time doing it more on his own with a left-hand shot to the right side. It's 3-1 Stevenson, 14:03 to go in the first half. Messiah, though, 2 minutes later, answers back with the goal from Andrew Harris. It's 3-2 with 12:02 to play. DeShiel here finding Glenn Tompkins sneaking onto the field unattended, and he makes the Falcons pay. It's 4-2 Mustangs at that point, 10:16 to go. Now Joe Ballesteri picking up his first assist of the season to a cutting Billy Burgoyne. 5-2 Mustangs. And they're not done yet. Here's Tony Rossi looking for his second of the night. He jumps, winds, and fires, and he beats Arnold. 6-2 Mustangs, 6:59 to go in the first half. And now Colin Dabney from Tyler Furman looking for the hat trick goes right over the shoulder of Arnold. 7-2 Mustangs with 5.5 to go in the first half. And check out this save by Colin Rayburn. His best save of the first half. Bounce shot goes down low, and he steers it wide of the cage. Those are first half highlights. Stevenson on top of Messiah, 7-2. We'll be right back to take a look at the stats. This is the Mustangs All-Access Halftime Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Follow us on Twitter.
At Go Mustang Sports.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
The second half is minutes away. Now, back to the Mustangs All-Access Halftime Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We take a look at our first half stats brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. Stevenson out shooting Messiah 31-8 ground balls, 33-13. Stevenson a 9-2 advantage on the 11 faceoffs. Clears Mustangs 9-11. Messiah is 7-15. Mustangs 1-2 with the extra man. Messiah is 0-2. 11 saves for Arnold, 2 for Rayburn. 17 turnovers already by Messiah. That's what they average in a whole game this season. Mustangs with just 10. And Paul, the good news, the Mustangs, just 2 penalties in the first half.
Absolutely. I mean, the Mustangs have done a really nice job of keeping themselves in control this afternoon. You know, I talk a little bit about it on my women's lacrosse broadcast. You know, there's a fine line between aggression and over-aggression, for lack of a better term, and the Mustangs have done a much better job this afternoon finding that line and staying more towards aggression than before crossing the line into penalties there. I mean, we've seen Cal Robinson do a couple of really nice box outs, but he and Kyle Halachek have both been in control defensively, aggressive, but in control, and that's just how head coach Paul Cantabene likes it. You know, this aggressive Mustang squad. You know, you mentioned the 17 turnovers. I mean, that's a lot for one half of lacrosse. I don't care who you are. And the Mustangs certainly upping the pressure there and putting a lot of pressure on the Falcons if they want to try and come back in this game.
Well, let's take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard, see what else is going on at the conference in Division III lacrosse. You see Cortland with a 14-3 win. They're number 8 right now. Franklin and Marshall at number 19. They get a win at Gettysburg, 14-12. Christopher Newport falling at number 13, Mary Washington, 13-4. A lot of these other games set for 7 p.m. faceoffs. Lynchburg in action, Tufts in action, Washington College and Denison all at home. So is Washington and Lee. They're hosting Shenandoah. Virginia Wesleyan is at Randolph-Macon and Alvernia at Albright. All those games are facing off at 7 with the exception of Denison at 7:30. We'll take one last break. We'll be right back with the third quarter play. This is the Mustangs Halftime Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
I'm out here in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, braving the elements to make a point that Bonefish Grill's new steamed Icelandic cod is as fresh as... The sea salt stinging my eyes. It comes drizzled in citrus Thai sauce with tangy Asian salsa and jasmine rice. It's only 550 calories and a healthy way to keep your New Year's resolution at 1490.
You there in the tux, who are you?
And because the new you eats more fish, you'll also want to hear about Bonefish Grill's Kate's Wild Haddock. It's topped with lemon basil sauce and back for a limited time.
Get off my boat.
Aye, aye, Captain. Let's say we swing this puppy around and head over to Bonefish Grill. You there, listening to the radio. Come join us for steamed Icelandic cod. I'll even save you a seat.
Really? You do that?
Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
Three area locations, including Owings Mills on Owings Mills Boulevard, just north of Reisterstown Road. Visit bonefishgrill.com.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by sfmsports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum, Paul Taylor getting ready for the third quarter play. Mustangs going left to right. Still operating under natural light right now. They just put the stadium lights on, but still enough sun to keep us going here as the Mustangs will start the third quarter play with a 7-2 lead on senior night here at Mustang Stadium. It's still chilly and windy. Flags really blowing hard.
Colin Rayburn back out to start the second half between the pipes for the Mustangs.
Could be all Rayburn tonight. Pacunas in sweats on the far sideline as Buonimo wins another faceoff. Mustangs moving left to right on top 7-2. Rossi, Dabney, Tompkins, the first line middies check in to go with DeShiel, Bannock, and Furman, a bounce out on the run for Tompkins. He scores his second of the night, and the Mustangs strike quickly. 8 What kind of horn was that?
The button wore out.
The horn, that was the worst horn of the season.
The button wore out.
8-2 the score on the goal.
I'm not sure he thought he knew it was a goal. It was so quick. It was 23 seconds in. That was a pretty fast goal there.
For anybody who hasn't been to Mustang Stadium, there's a some kind of horn. I know I heard it was expensive. I don't know the terminology. Is it a military or a
military battleship horn that sits on the opposite side of the practice field? So quite a bit of ways from this field.
Yeah, there's a radio signal into the horn operator who sits outside the little shed that protects it. So sometimes the signals get crossed as Tompkins' shot this time is stopped by the goalie, Arnold.
Got stuck in Arnold's shirt there.
Oh, big hit by Rossi, and he takes it away from Olsen. And the Mustangs maintain possession. Now to Bannock. Minute gone by here in the third. Stevenson has already scored one. They lead it 8-2. Bannock out top to Rossi. Rossi goes by Olsen. Now to Tompkins. Tompkins, left-hand shot off the post. And Dabney scoops up the long rebound. Back to Tompkins. Glenn spins over to DeShiel. That pass deflected on the way to Chris. He's going to chase it near the sideline. He lets it go out of bounds. It's going to be off of Messiah as DeShiel took a couple of whacks to the calf.
I was having words with the official about that. He was not very happy with that no call. They're still talking. And now he's going to get whistled for a stoppage there for unsportsmanlike. No penalty, but the Mustangs cede possession.
So Messiah will take it across midfield right to left as Patton gets it into the box. Falcons have some work to do, down 8-2. Patton behind the cage has Dabney on him, so Dabney stuck on a defensive run here. Out to Will Franken, who's been pretty quiet since he scored that goal early in the first. They work it behind to Golio. Golio spinning on Williams. Still with it. Golio in front. Rayburn shuts the door as Golio tried to put it between his legs. And Rayburn, long pass ahead to DeShiel across midfield. Mustangs.
Excellent pass there.
Yeah, 5-on-5 the other way. I'm not sure how Rayburn saw DeShiel. DeShiel switching hands. Right-hand pass behind the cage. Connor Corot down low to Furman. Now to Bannock. Corot will head off. as Ballesteri on, along with Burgoyne, and now Wyatt steps in for Corot. Here is DeShiel spinning. Now back to his right. In front, quick stick score for Bannock. It's 9-2. Mustangs on top. DeShiel with his third assist of the night.
Bannock there just all by himself on the far post. He got forgotten about. DeShiel was double-teamed and had another defender standing right there. And late arriving to the party was Kyle Margosian. And I think he was the party responsible for Bannock. And Bannock just right there for the dump in there.
Speaking of late arriving to the party, where's the horn?
You know what? Next game, you can go run the horn. Then we can do play by play out from there, and we can do the horn ourselves.
I mean, they have text messaging, instant messaging. You could see the operator with the hands up in the air, like where was my signal?
I blame Jason Eichelberger.
I'll blame them all. They need a perch, and now there's a, you know, so they can see what's going on. It's just somebody in a chair out there, and now there's a gentleman going out to help Ballesteri. Looking for DeShiel and over to Arnold. I don't know if we have two horn operators in the budget, but there are now two out there as the Falcons look to clear. They get it back to the goalie, Arnold. It is 9-2. Only eight horns, though. Arnold back over to Rogers.
So you're saying rather than a student-athlete of the game, you're going to want to talk to the horn operator. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if the horn operator is going to be available after such a grievous error. Here is Patton working across midfield. Granada knocks him down. We've got a flag coming against the Mustangs as Granada took it away from
Patton. Another flag. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, you're right.
Patton with a, I guess we're going to be the equivalent of a slashing foul there at the end of the play.
And Granada, the first penalty, and then it looks like Patton will join him, and you have to wonder why. Granada, 30 seconds. So just one penalty. There were two flags. Oh, no. There's a minute penalty to Patton.
As the Mustangs bench was giving somebody a hard time there. There's Frank in there in front of the bench.
Yeah.
Don't know if he said something. He helped the official pick up the flag there. But fortunate break there for the Mustangs, so they end up benefiting from it.
Yeah, they commit the first one. And
now, they always say they catch the second guy.
Yeah, they caught him.
We caught him all right.
You have to wonder what's going through the mind of Patton. I mean, he could see the flag already up in the air. He knew there was a call being made.
It was just a frustration thing, I think. He got knocked off his feet there. I think he just lost his head for just a second. And unfortunately for his team, he cost it.
Mustangs with the extra man advantage. And they're 1-for-2 with the extra man. They work it behind to Furman. Furman on the far side. Furman shoots it off the post,
man.
And it's high up in the air. And Tompkins with the rebound over to Dabney, and he shoots and scores his fourth goal of the night. Colin Dabney makes it 10-2.
Tyler Furman there got robbed off the post there. It was a terrific individual effort by Furman. And then Bannock with a nice feed to Dabney. And again, you give Dabney 3 feet of space there, he's going to shoot and put it in the back of the net there. And that ball just crossed the goal line there. And Dabney having himself a nice night.
Dabney now 28 goals on the season. He is tied with Bannock for the team lead, and winning that faceoff, number 40, Nathan LeQuang. And the Mustangs make it, take it. They're up 10-2. They've scored seven in a row. It was a 3-2 game with about 10 minutes to go in the second. Give and go, Burgoyne shoots it wide out of the feed from DeShiel. So Mustangs now 2-for-3 with the extra man. Dabney's got 4 goals.
This is a nice job by this Mustangs offense to reassert itself after a slow first quarter and really establish the offense here and put the game firmly in their hands.
Wyatt with a good look. Bounced that one wide. DeShiel with a nice pass to Sam.
I mean, you look at the shot totals, 37-9. The Mustangs really have had the bulk of the possession here in this third quarter, and we're almost 6 minutes in.
We're going on the far wing, tried to float it for Furman. It went over everybody's stick, and Bannock will track it down on the far side, on the near side, our near side. Here is Wyatt spinning. His pass deflected, but it goes right to Furman. Over to Burgoyne, shoots on the run. Arnold makes the save. So it looks like Arnold, not sure what his career high is in saves, but Mustangs make a lot of career days for goalies just by the sheer volume of shots that they take. 38 shots by the Mustangs. 11 saves for Arnold at halftime, and he's had at least three more here in the third already, as Messiah taking their time, trying to get it across midfield. A long pass to Breen. Breen gets it across midfield. He's got to get into the box. Breen did not get it into the box in time, and it's a turnover by the Falcons. Williams the other way to Ruffalo, number 19, left to right. Ruffalo to DeShiel and Hall, more importantly than Horn. I'd love to see a time of possession in college lacrosse as a stat, because it really tells you so much about the game. Here's Ballesteri in front. Had it knocked out of his stick at the last second by Margosian. And they go back to Arnold, but it, more so than even shots, it really tells you who's dictating the
absolutely
play.
Absolutely. It was like we said in the game against Widener. You know, the Mustangs were in front at halftime at a comfortable margin. The stat sheet said it was a fairly even game. And I mean, it was an even
right.
game. You know, it wasn't out of proportions, but the Mustangs had control there. But, you know, we talked about it as time of possession there. If they showed that.
There's Dabney shooting, and it's wide.
Sorry, I always seem to talk when there's good action going on. But just to finish up that thought quick, you know, we talked about that, you know, time of possession. If they showed it, the Mustangs would have been well in front in that category.
Exactly. Be interesting who won the time of possession in the game against Salisbury.
I mean, I'll give you two stopwatches if you want to go back and watch film. I'd be happy to,
Not a bad idea. As soon as we have one less horn operator, we can get those two stopwatches. Here is Tompkins shooting it wide. 7:08 to go. 40 shots now for the Mustangs, 9 for the Falcons. And if there was time of possession in the 30-plus minutes, 38 minutes we've played, it's probably about 30-8 Mustangs. Just an eyeball test, as Messiah's really only had a couple of long possessions. Tompkins shoots that one wide, and they scored on both of their long possessions. So right now, it's all Stevenson. Furman in front to Tompkins. He shoots and scores in the top left corner. Glenn made a tough shot. After a tough catch, Tompkins from Furman. And Glenn now has a hat trick. It's 11-2 Mustangs, 6:43 to go. So this scoring race for the Mustangs is taking a twist. Tompkins, Dabney, and Bannock currently all right now with 28 goals. LeQuang takes another faceoff. It is scooped up by Granada. Mustangs up by 9, moving left to right.
The season high coming into today in saves for Brooks Arnold was 21. That came in a 9-6 win over Elizabethtown back on the 12th of the month. But he's certainly going
to
get close to that. Like you said, 42 shots already for the Mustangs. Not just over halfway through the third quarter.
There's Kyle D'Onofrio on for the first time to Ballesteri. He shoots it wide with 6:07 to go. Bannock there to back things up for the Mustangs. He'll restart it from behind the cage. Bannock on the far wing now. Goes by Rogers. Bannock draws the double, now draws 3. Over to Ballesteri. Ballesteri with Matthew Franken on him. Looking for a man in front behind the head. And a save made by Arnold on Burgoyne. Quick outlet to Stone. Stone backtracks to Margosian. Margosian bounces to Rogers on the far side. Falcons have to hurry Already twice they've been whistled for not getting into the box in time. Here's Patton across midfield. He's going to sprint from the box. He goes past McNamara. Now Patton on the run. Patton to Franken. He winds and fires and shoots it wide. Good look there for Will Franken. His best opportunity since early in the game when he scored his 30th goal of the season. Here is Golio restarting, double team taken away by Holacek and Robinson, yeah, and they get to Burgoyne.
You don't want to see those two bearing down on you. That's usually bad news.
Yeah, that's like a the Bash Brothers or a tag team demolition.
How'd you say it last game? Like, big people beating up on little people?
Something like that. Big people beat up little people. Burgoyne keeps it in possession for the Mustangs behind the game. Burgoyne in front, and it hit off the pipe. Nobody knew where it was. Franken fields a long rebound. Franken stumbling through two defenders, and it's taken away. He just ran out of gas. He's going to head to the sideline. Still loose near midfield. They're kicking it and clawing and scrapping for it. Bannick,
we came to a lacrosse game, loose. And a yeah. soccer match broke out.
Yeah. And Bannick scoops it up. He's immediately double team, gets by the double team. Numbers here for the Mustangs. Seibold. Now, as Ruffalo had come on the long pole, the Mustangs didn't know who to send out with the midfield, a short stick or long pole, because the ball changed possession so many times. Here is Seibold, the senior shooting on the run. He shoots it well wide. Goes out of play with exactly four to go in the third. Mustangs have extended their halftime lead from 7-2 to 11-2. It's an 8-0 run. Going back to the second quarter play, Bannick in front had it knocked out of his stick. Falcons still playing feisty on defense. Taken away by Andrew Harris. And now Rogers on the far sideline. Comes back to Arnold.
I like this Mustangs offensive attack. I mean, they're up 9 goals. It's been a fairly comfortable game for the Mustangs outside of the first quarter.
Here comes Golio in front. Bounce shot, score. A broken play there. A couple long passes. And Golio picked up a loose ball and had a wide open run to the goal. And he scores to make it 11-3. Golio stopping that 8-0 run with his 11th goal of the season.
Well, still, I mean, back to my point there is, you know, the Mustangs have done a nice job of maintaining their offensive attack, you know, still making solid passes. As take a look at a replay there in front there with Burgoyne and the save from our bigger party. That was the ball that went off the post, I believe.
Wanamo in the middle against Paul Parsons. A long pole from Bear, Delaware, and they call the blow the whistle on Wanamo after they jousted for it. So 11-3. Messiah cuts it to 8, and they get it back. Here is Olsen, chased by Rubenstein. Rubenstein, along with DeShiel, is playing in his 84th game as a Mustang. Those are school records, as Olsen shot that one high and wide on the run, and he had a pretty good opportunity from about 8 to 10 yards out. Olsen with a long, curly blonde hair flowing out of the back of his helmet. Easy to recognize. Here's Franken. Turnaround one-hand shot blocked. And it bounces all the way outside the box to Pagankoff. Another guy with some long flow coming out of the back of that helmet. Mount Holly, New Jersey. Pagankoff goes to Golio. Golio had it knocked out by Holacek. Robinson comes over to scoop it up.
Heads up play there by Holacek, knowing that Robinson was right there. Just boxed out his the Falcon he was defending, and Robinson with an alert play came over and got the possession.
So the Mustangs, dynamic defensive duo, takes it away again. They get it quickly across midfield and behind the cage to Garassi. Now to Bannick on the far sideline. Bannick showing some shifty moves to DeShiel, cutting in front. DeShiel arcing around the cage. Now to Garassi. Garassi looking for a cutter. Under two to play in the third. Garassi goes to DeShiel. to Shield, slowing it down. Chris spinning away. Goes out to Dabney. Dabney to the far side to Rossi. Rossi calling a play from the far sideline. Rossi goes behind to Garassi. Garassi to DeShiel. Open it on the far side. He shoots and scores, but he was in the crease, and he got leveled by the goalie, Arnold. DeShiel was wide open on the backside of that play, and how he couldn't stop himself from going into the crease.
I'm kind of surprised. I can't believe they didn't at least make some sort of call there on Arnold there. I mean, hey, DeShiel got practically decapitated on that play. I'm a bit shocked, and DeShiel turned around, and it was to the near side official there. It was like, what's going on?
Franken into the box for Messiah. That's the younger Franken. Matthew had it taken away by Connor Corot, who scoops up the ground ball from the Mustangs. 50 seconds left in the third. Stevenson on top, 11-3. Mustangs. Here is Glenn Tompkins. Bounce shot wide. And Glenn's a righty, but boy, he loves to shoot left-handed.
He's got a great shot either hand. He gets a lot on it, too.
Yeah, might be the Mustangs' best shooter when it comes to either hand. Here is Rossi. Rossi, right-hand shot wide. Arnold may have gotten a piece. Goes over the end line. 32 seconds left. Garassi on the restart to DeShiel. To Tompkins. Tompkins takes a screen from Dabney. Now out to Rossi. Here comes Tony. Lowering his shoulder. Tony gets by his man, falling to the ground. Shot it wide. It rolls over the sideline. 14.9 to go. And there's a flag coming against the Falcons. It's going to be a 30-second push from behind. 30-second technical, I believe, on either Harris or Mayer. 2 and 29, both jogging to the sideline. It's Harris, I believe, too.
Yes, Harris.
So Harris with the initial contact. And really, I don't know that he did much else than the initial hit from the front. 15 seconds left.
It looked bad, and it was right in front of the official.
Right.
So that you're going to get the call every time.
With the handoff to Rossi. 5 seconds left. Back to Tompkins. Mustangs can hold it and start the third with possession. And that is the option they will take. 11-3 after three. We'll be right back with the fourth on the Mustang Sports Network. Powered by SFMSports.net.
After a season of intense competition, only the elite are left standing.
Oh, wow!
The best in men's college lacrosse are coming to Newark, Delaware. Let's fly and score! Experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Lacrosse Quarterfinals, Sunday, May 18th at Delaware Stadium in Newark, Delaware. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Stop into your local Green Turtle any day of the week and discover why they have the best burgers in town. And just to prove it, for a limited time, the Turtle is featuring a different burger every day of the week for only $6.99. Their burgers are fresh, never frozen, certified Angus beef, char-grilled to perfection, and served on a buttered brioche bun. And for only $6.99, you have no excuse not to try one today. Visit thegreenturtle.com for more details and the schedule of featured burgers. The Green Turtle, feed your passion.
After the game, get the final word with the Coach's Corner, powered by GoMustangSports.com. Back to Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Mustangs lining up for the fourth quarter. They still have 16 seconds left on the extra man. There was some hooting and hollering at the end of the third because Tompkins did not hold the ball till it hit double zero, and therefore we had to face it off. But Buonimo wins it anyway. If the Mustangs would have held it until zero, they would have just started with a restart to start the fourth, but they win the faceoff anyway. Tompkins back on. 3 seconds left on the extra man. Rossi to Dabney. He shoots and scores. That's five for Colin Dabney. Mustangs lead it 12-3.
I mean, Dabney there, he's just... talk about a career night, 5 goals. We've gotten to talk to him twice previously this season. If they bring him up again, he might have to replace me for the conference tournament or something like that. We'll have to see what he's doing there. But no, in all seriousness, Dabney, though, really has become a nice piece of this Mustangs offense. They're a reliable shot, high energy, constantly moving around. You know, he's not going to be a guy you're going to see him in the corner watching the play. He's going to make the play happen.
So Dabney, with his 29th goal of the season, takes the team lead. He makes it 12-3 with 14:43 to go. Stick down out of the hands of Patton for Messiah. Mustangs win the faceoff. Caro quickly the other way did his shield. It's a 9-goal lead for the Mustangs as they set up their offense, attacking right to left on this windy Wednesday night in Owings Mills. D'Onofrio on for the Mustangs. We'll see if Coach Cantamene can find some spots to rest his big guns.
Well, you figure, you know, sad with this win here, they'll get the conference top seed locked up. So I still have 1 game left to go.
Here's Bannock shooting off the post. It bounces out to Burgoyne, now to Ballesteri, to D'Onofrio, now to Bannock. Bannock taking contact, his shirt lifted up almost above his head, looking for Furman in front. That pass too hard. It's going to roll all the way out to midfield. Holacek down on one knee, just pull shots it back across midfield to Ballesteri. Bannock open in front. He couldn't handle it. Now to Furman. So it seems like the Mustangs, even when they miss, it's still okay. They get it back. And DeShiel has it behind the cage. Gets a screen from Furman. Now to D'Onofrio shooting on the run. That one was deflected on the way in. And it was fielded by the defender, Ruger. Now to Arnold. Long pass out to Margosian. And he scoops it up on the run and gets it to Will Franken. And Messiah gives their defense some time to breathe. 13 minutes to go in the fourth. Mustangs up 12-3. Holacek, it almost intercepted the pass, but he knocked it out of bounds. It was intended for Nestor.
Well, just to finish that point from a minute ago, it'll be interesting to see what Coach Cantabene does with Saturday's game. Again, assuming that the Mustangs hang on here, they're up 12-3 with 12 and a half minutes left to go. They'll have the conference's top seed locked up. It'll be interesting to see how he handles, you know, guys who have a nagging injury, see if they play at all or whether he makes that, you know, gives the second string and third string guys a chance.
Ruffalo takes it away, bounces it ahead. Mustangs have a 3-on-2 quickly. Here is Bannock. Now it's back to even. Shooting is Moody, and he shot it wide. A left-hand shot from Dylan Moody, the sophomore defensive middie out of Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, looking for his first goal of the year. Doesn't get a whole lot of shot opportunities, and he misfired on that one. Mustangs get their offensive personnel back out on the field with this 12-3 lead. Sun finally starting to set. Just seems a lot lighter out than usual because we usually start an hour later. Burgoyne shooting on the run high over the cage. Now it is DeShiel restarting from the Mustangs to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio to Ballesteri. Ballesteri down the left alley, shoots it high and right into the stick of Arnold. And Brooks Arnold making his 15th save. So he's moving in on a season high. Still 11 and a half to go. Rogers long pass ahead. Holacek knocked it out of bounds as he was almost intercepting that pass on the sideline. Pass to Franken. Open net. He shoots and scores. A long restart pass from Nestor to Franken. Rayburn tried to go out and pick it off. He couldn't. And that left an empty net for Will Franken. He scores his second of the night, 31st of the season, and it's a 12-4 game.
I like the aggressiveness there from Rayburn. You know, try and make a play, try and intercept the pass there, but just out of his reach. And a nice job by Franken there, you know, had a bunch of traffic in front of him, at least in terms of fielding the pass there. Had Rayburn bearing down on him, also had Chad Williams cutting across his face. But Franken, you know, concentrated and made the catch and then put it in the back of the net.
Faceoff violation against Messiah Stevenson. Right to left. You can really see the wind blowing hard as Moody cradles out near midfield.
Mustangs are going into this wind for the fourth quarter.
Furman behind the cage to DeShiel. Dabney was making a run to the cage. He's tied his career high with 5 goals in a game. Maybe he'll get an opportunity for number 6. Here's Bannock. Stopping, starting. Bannock in front, shoots and scores his first of the night. And Bannock, 29th of the season. Second of the night, excuse me, for Bannock. He's got 30, so he retakes sole possession of the goal lead for the Mustangs. It is 13-4 on Bannock's 30th of the season.
Nice job there by Bannock to toe that crease line there, fight through the double team, and get a high-quality shot there, and his second goal of the game.
Another whistle on the faceoff goes against Messiah. Here is Granada quickly on the run, shoots it, and a wrist save made there by Arnold. Quickly ahead to Matthew Franken across midfield. Franken had it knocked out of his stick, scoops it back up. Now it's loose again over to Rossi.
Nice job there by Rossi. Snuck in there and got the ball.
Here's Ruffalo, shot, and he scores the long stick. Josh Ruffalo, his second of the season.
Nice job there by Ruffalo. All kinds of space just inside the restraining line, and hey, let it fly. And yeah. That's exactly what he did there off a nice play there from Rossi. And Ruffalo had a few feet of space and made it count. Hard shot, low, far side that Arnold just couldn't catch up to.
Timeout taken by Messiah, 10:27 to go. We'll take timeout with him. Stevenson on top. 14-4 on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Sid Zweigman, Paul Taylor back with you at Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills. 14-4 our score. They've abandoned the horn if you're watching on SUTV.
Here, I'll go down there. I'll go man it, Sid. Just point at me when you want me to talk, and I'll say something.
I don't know if you can see that far. LeQuang wins the faceoff as they still fight for the loose ball. It was knocked out of LeQuang's stick, scooped up by Ruger, and now to the near side to Margosian. And Messiah with possession. Back to the goalie, Arnold. Exactly 10 minutes to go in this one. Mustangs lead it by 10. Strack on the far side ahead to Stoltzfus. And this is the first run of the night for Nate Stoltzfus. And he never got into the box in 30 seconds. So that's another turnover for Messiah. Quick flag thrown on the restart. And the Mustangs will have a free possession here.
Not sure. It was thrown by the near side official there. Right. And I didn't see anybody on the Falcons demonstrably upset or anything. I don't know if it might be on the bench or something.
DeShiel back to Seivold. Now over to Hardwick.
Will Franken didn't like the flag. He's already picked it up.
This is D'Onofrio. In front, shooting and scoring is Furman. And the Mustangs lead it 15-4, 9:20 to go. 16th goal of the season by Tyler Furman. We'll see if that cancels out the penalty. Furman from D'Onofrio. His first assist of the season, first of his career for D'Onofrio, the freshman. from Annapolis and Falston High School. 15-4 the score.
Falston, a high-powered lacrosse program in the state of Maryland, defending state champs.
Not bad at football either.
No, not either.
Years.
Yeah.
Here is Buonimo winning the faceoff to Granada. In fact, I think we did a game.
Yeah, Aberdeen-Falston.
Yeah.
And there was the one game with you and I did that we were outdoors.
Yes.
Thankfully, it didn't rain.
But it was windy and cold.
Yes, it was.
And I think they put us right in the Lions' den, right in the with the people.
And I think you and I only had windbreakers that night. So I think by the time we started the third quarter, we were both ready to go.
Here is Tim Bulmer on for the first time, number 16. Now it's DeShiel with it. DeShiel in front, looking for someone to pass to as he draws defenders. He goes over to Seivold on the near side to Bannock. Bannock to Hardwick. Hardwick shoots and scores. And the Mustangs increase the lead to 16-4 on the goal by Alex Hardwick. He's fourth of the season.
That's a nice goal there from Hardwick. Good to see his hard work get rewarded. I mean, he worked really hard in that game on Saturday night and the last time out against Widener as well. And so it's good to see him get rewarded with a goal there, get on the scoreboard. Mustangs have crossed 60 shots. Messiah, 14. So that shows you, I mean, you go to time of possession, that's about the closest thing you're going to get.
You're right.
Is shots is about the, you know, that's a pretty good indicator there of time of possession.
Jordan Smith wins this faceoff for Messiah from Laquang. Smith shooting on the run. It goes wide, and Olsen there to back it up for the Falcons, who trail 16-4. Mustangs beat them last year in Grantham 21-4.
Mustangs are up 13-0 at halftime.
So this one obviously, started out a little bit differently for the Falcons with a 1-0 lead, a 3-2 game about 5 minutes into the second. They were hanging in it, and it's just slowly started to slip away from the Falcons as the Mustangs have increased pressure on offense and on defense.
That's exactly it. They reestablished their offensive aggressiveness. And the fact that Messiah has only been able to get off 15 shots, I mean, there aren't a whole lot of teams that are ready for the Mustangs' aggressiveness, both defensively and offensively.
Here's Pagan Koff behind the cage. Gets it to Golio. Now to Mayer. Mayer to a cutter. Nestor, he couldn't handle the pass. It was behind him. Justin Bradley scoops it on the far side. Mustangs okay here playing defense with the clock running. Here is Moody on Bradley. Now to Nestor. 16-4 lead for the Mustangs. Nestor on Caro. Nestor still has Moody on him behind the cage. Nestor looking for a man in front. Holacek couldn't get it to him. Franken just kind of wrist-shotted it from the ground, and it went high and wide.
I like the thought process there from Franken as he had two Mustangs bearing down on him, but he had that sweep shot, if you will, and a good idea.
Franken's got two of the four Falcon goals. He's got 31 on the season.
We talked about him pregame. You know, things kind of run through him for this Falcons offense.
Justin Bradley at the top of the box. He winds and fires it. Gets blocked.
Ouch.
By Robinson.
That's going to hurt tomorrow morning.
And the big Aussie also scoops it and gets it to Moody. Mustangs begin to clear with now 6 minutes to go in the game and a 12-goal lead. Moody to the far side to DeShiel. Chris gets the instructions from Coach Cantabene to Bulmer, now to Bannock behind the cage. Bannock coming around from the left wing, looking to D'Onofrio, and he shoots and scores on the run. Kyle D'Onofrio, his fourth goal of the season, 5:35 to go. Bannock to D'Onofrio, and the Mustangs lead it 17-4. Good shot there by Kyle. We've seen a lot of goals that look like that tonight, Paul.
Absolutely.
Guys cutting from around the 8 to 10-yard range and catching and shooting on the run, kind of arcing their way, kind of like a banana cut.
Well, it gives you a little bit of a separation there, and D'Onofrio didn't have much, but he had enough to get a shot off, and he got a lot on it, too.
Here's Ballmer wraparound stopped by the goalie, Arnold.
Well, there's another one where, he had separation. Arnold just made a save on it. But, another legitimate shot and another legitimate goal-scoring chance.
Andrew Harris across midfield for the Falcons. 5 minutes to go in this one, of course. We'll have the Mustangs all-access postgame show coming up after what looks like to be the Commonwealth Conference clinching victory for the Mustangs. Coach Cantabene and our player of the game will come up and talk about this one. And here is Golio. Golio behind the cage. Golio now double-teamed by Holacek and Rayburn. Tried to come out in front. Knocked away by Holacek. And Robinson will scoop it. Cal, trailing one-handed, gets it across midfield. Here comes Robinson inside the box. Robinson, nice pass to Ballmer. Ballmer back up top to Seivold. Seivold to a cutter, and it's knocked out of the stick of Ryan Kirby in the area of Dave Phillips. Phillips, senior who started the game, shovels it back to Seivold, and the Mustangs maintain possession. Seivold looking for Kirby in front. It was deflected on the way in, and I think Kirby landed in the crease. So it's going to be Messiah ball, 3:59 to go. Rogers restart to Ryan Mayer.
Unselfish play there from Seivold there. Sorry, I don't want to let that play go without mentioning that. Seivold had an alley to goal, but he saw Kirby flash open there and just got a little bit too much air under that pass. Otherwise, it would have been a goal for the sophomore Kirby.
Here is Andrew Harris. Harris over to Matthew Franken. Franken spinning away from the D. Back out to Harris. Harris has scored a goal in this one, and he got it over to Mayer, who fanned on the shot, but he got it back. Here is Nestor behind the cage to Will Franken. Franken stops on a dime. Got Robinson on him. Franken takes a couple of shots. Left-hand pass to his teammate Mayer, who shot it over the cage. Golio wins the race to it behind the cage. 3 minutes to go in this one. That pass over the head of Franken rolls all the way across midfield. Strack fighting for it, but it's Rogers scooping and getting it across midfield for the Falcons. Now looking for a short stick. Goes to Matthew Franken. Franken trailed by Tony Roney. Franken back to his brother Will. Will Franken down the left alley. Franken ducking in. Pass wide open in front. Behind the back shot by Golio went way wide. Not sure he had to do all that. He was wide open in front of Rayburn. And out to Seivold. Seivold across midfield. Turns on the Jets. Here comes Jordan down the right alley. Looking for a cutter. Kirby couldn't get it to him. It rolls to Ballmer. Loose on the ground. And it's still loose on the far sideline. Ruger able to scoop it and get it back to the goalie, Arnold. Quick outlet pass to Patton. Patton into the box, looking for a man in front, and fanning on the shot was Golio, fell out of his stick.
I think Holacek may have gotten a piece of that one.
Here comes Robinson the other way from the Mustangs. Robinson, those long strides, fakes it past Wines, fires, and his shot
just a bit high.
Yeah, about 20 feet over the net. I believe Harris checked his stick as Cal was trying to let go of that one, and it kind of just
sailed on him.
Yeah, it looked like a catapult.
that's a really good way to describe that one.
Here is McLaughlin on the run, and he shoots it wide. 1:32 to go. Grassi backing it up for the Mustangs. They're going to improve to 7-0 when they're 15th straight regular season Commonwealth game. D'Onofrio to McLaughlin, and McLaughlin scores his second of the season. And if there's ever somebody who needed to see one hit the back of the net, late in the game in this situation, it's definitely the freshman, Edward McLaughlin. He scores his second goal of the season. Nice bounce shot right past Arnold with 1:21 to go. 8 in a row again for the Mustangs.
All in this fourth quarter, correct?
Yes, second straight 8-goal run of the night. And John Bercy on for the Mustangs, controlling the faceoff as Alex Hardwick comes back on. So Coach Cantabene getting into his third and fourth lines here late in this one. A minute to go. Mustangs on top, 8-4. 18-4.
Halachek checks out.
Couple of the senior defenders, Baldwin and Johnson, back on. Here's Hardwick ringing it off the pipe. And one of the goalies on the far side, Mark Wollenweber, made the save.
Got a nice cheer from his teammates.
Yeah. Not sure that'll go in the stats, but you never know. D'Onofrio behind the back. Shot it wide. Garassi scoops it with 30 seconds left.
How does that song go? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Yeah. Hardwick with 20 seconds left. His defender slips to the turf. D'Onofrio to the left side to Garassi. Garassi back out to Hardwick. Hardwick down the right alley. Hardwick shoots. That goes wide with 7 seconds left.
Now, this is a good bounce-back win for the Mustangs. You know, tough, tough loss on Saturday to Salisbury here at home. You know, they picked themselves up off the mat, a couple days of practice, and they walk out of here with winners, and they'll play here at home for the whatever conference tournament games they have.
Colin Rayburn plays all 60 minutes and gets the win as the Mustangs clinch the top spot in the Commonwealth Conference Tournament. They beat the Messiah Falcons 18-4 on senior night, and the celebration on the field begins for the Stevenson Mustangs back in the win column as they improve to 14-2 on the season. Paul and I will be right back to wrap things up, and we'll have an interview with the head coach, Paul Cantabene, as well as our player of the game, and we'll get you set for our next broadcast. 18-4, the final score. Mustangs win, and they improve to 7-0 in the Commonwealth. We'll be right back on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken Sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have family, with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Time to break down the game and chat with the coach. This is the Mustangs All-Access Post-Game Show, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium for the All-Access Post-Game Show. Kind of a moving scene down below beneath us. Messiah, of course, is a Christian school, and the Mustangs have joined into the post-game prayer with the Messiah Falcons, and you kind of hear the clapping behind us. So that's what college sports all about, you know, and in this situation for the Falcons, a very religious school, and kind of a neat thing for the Mustangs.
Absolutely.
To do.
It's always nice, you know, competitors on the field, D3 student-athletes off of it. You know, so it's a nice touch after a good game.
Yeah, no one's getting paid to play out here, obviously. But if they were, the Mustangs would be getting paid a lot. They win it 18-4 tonight. Couple of big games. Colin Dabney with 5 goals. Stephen Bannock had 2 and a bunch of assists. Chris DeShiel with multiple assists in this one as well. So the Mustangs win it 18-4 in this one. And like you said, Paul, a good bounce back win for them.
Absolutely, they got a lot of people going back or getting back on the right track. You know, it's a tough game against Salisbury, but you know, I was interested to see how they would come out this evening, because you know, it was a tough game Saturday. Pick yourself up off the mat, still have a lot to play for. After the first quarter, I thought the Mustangs really turned up the heat offensively, and Messiah just wasn't able to handle it.
They certainly did turn up the heat offensively, especially in the second half. Let's take a look at our second half highlights and show you, for those of you on SUTV, how the Mustangs turned up the heat. And here we go, right away in the second half. Glenn Tompkins on the run. He makes it 8-2, 23 seconds in to the second half of play. A couple of minutes later, this is Chris DeShiel spinning and finding his wingman all alone in front, Stephen Bannock. That point, it is 9-2 Mustangs after the goal by Stephen Bannock. That was his first of 2 on the night. Here is Colin Dabney loading up and scoring his 4th of the night. A low shot for Colin. That makes it 10-2 with 10:02 to go in the third. Furman here for the Mustangs off a quick restart. He finds Glenn Tompkins. Tough catch for Glenn. And he picks it up off the ground, goes top left shelf, top left corner. That made it 11-2. An 8-goal run for the Mustangs going back to the first half of play. Broken play here, and Tyler Golio beats Rayburn 5-hole there. 11-3 Mustangs after 3. We're heading to the fourth. All Stevenson in the fourth. Another 8-goal run for the Mustangs. It started here. Diagonal pass from Rossi to Dabney. Collins 5th of the night. That made it 12-3. Actually, Messiah, they're going to get one back right here to make it a 12-4 game. You see Rayburn try to pick off the pass. Goes to Will Franklin. He deposits it in the empty net. And now here comes the Mustangs. 6-goal streak to end it. Stephen Bannock, his second of the night, makes it 13-4 Mustangs. 10:55 to go. How about this? The long pole, Josh Ruffalo, his second goal of the season, goes bottom right corner, 14-4 with 10:27 left. And the freshman, Furman, we saw him get the assist. Now he gets the goal on the quick turnaround shot. 15-4 Mustangs. They go deeper into their bench now. Bannock to Hardwick. Hardwick shoots and scores. 16-4 with 8:28 to go. Bannock not done racking up points. This time gets it to Kyle D'Onofrio. Left-hand shot on the run. 17-4. We got time for one more, and it comes out of the stick of the freshman Ed McLaughlin. Little pick and pop action here. D'Onofrio to McLaughlin. You see Ed go low to low. He gets his second goal of the season, and Paul, a big goal for a guy who started out this season as a starter, just snake bitten all year long. Even in the 30-0 game against Alvernia, he had about 5 or 6 shots late in the game, couldn't get one to go. So a good thing for a freshman that the Mustangs hope a lot out of in the next 3 years.
Absolutely, and you know, it's good for, and guys are like D'Onofrio, who got, you know, I think it was their, his 4th goal of the season. Anytime you help your team get in the back of the net, even in a blowout win such as this, anytime you can tangibly and visibly help your team contribute to your team's victory, it's a good feeling. It gives you that extra boost in practice, and it makes you feel even more a part of the team. You know, they contribute as it is in practice and even running, even going and playing here today, even without scoring a goal, but it's a visible sign, hey, I contributed today.
Well, we'll take a break here. Final score, Mustangs 18-4. They clinch the top spot in the Commonwealth Conference Tournament. We'll be right back with our post-game guest, head coach Paul Cantabene, and Mustangs senior goalie Colin Rayburn. That's coming up next on the Mustangs All-Access Post-Game Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Oh, experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All-Access Post-Game Show. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, a little bit of a slow start for the offense, but when you did get rolling, seemed like a lot of the goals from that little 7 to 8 yard area, guys cutting off of screens. Was that by design? The way all those goals, about 10 or 11, looked exactly the same.
Well, we definitely wanted to get back to our ball movement. I thought against the game against Salisbury, we really didn't do a great job moving the ball. We weren't throwing it when the slides were coming, and really made it easy to cover us at times. So that's something we really wanted to do. We started a little slow, you know, kind of a little hangover to that game, feeling sorry for us a little bit, I think. But once we picked it up and got going, I thought Steve Bannock did a great job, and Glenn did a great job, Tony, everybody really picking up. Dabney did a great job. We were starting to get those shots that we wanted when we moved the ball. And I think, you know, that's what we do every day in practice. We just got out of it a little bit after that Lynchburg game. I think we just kind of got in a little funk. But we played well, better today, better energy. And we told them every game's a playoff game now for us. You know, we just got to understand that, play well, get better every quarter. And I thought every quarter tonight we did get better, and hopefully we can carry that into Lycoming.
I was particularly impressed with Holacek and Robinson tonight. Very aggressive, but didn't draw penalties. You guys did a much better job in comparison to Saturday tonight, being aggressive and forcing a ton of Messiah turnovers.
Well, I think just because their arms were probably a little tired from all the push-ups they did Monday for the penalties and stuff. So, you know, they're a little tired, but they did a better job just keeping their checks down. I think, you know, this officiating crew did a much better job understanding what checks were, and our guys did a better job working with the players. So they understand we can't be in the box 16 times. They did a much better job keeping it down, understanding how to play, and playing in control better. And that's what we wanted them to do. So, you know, we had 2 days of great practices, making the changes we want to make, dialing the guys back and what we have to do defensively. And I think they played great. You know, we rode them great. You know, they only 16 to 30 clearing the ball. That's a great day. We've been riding guys really well all year. So I think we're doing a lot of good things on the defensive end. We're not as worried about what we're doing at the defensive end as much as we're worried about what we're doing on the offensive end.
Coach, you guys clinched the top spot in the Commonwealth Conference with the win. How does that change or affect at all the approach Saturday at Lycoming?
It does. You know, everybody's just like another playoff game. Even though we have that clinch, we need to keep getting better for every game. So we know the playoffs are going to be tough. You know, Widener's going to be tough. Whoever we play in that 4 game is going to be tough. We got to get better, and we got to start playing playoff lacrosse. That's our goal here, to start playing better playoff lacrosse where every possession matters, every defensive possession matters, every faceoff matters. And so we did a good job facing off today, too, without Brent resting his hurt shoulder. He probably rested again Saturday, and I thought we did a good job getting the ball. Justin, understanding being a full-time guy, made a lot of nice plays once he got kind of warmed up, what it's like to be a full-time guy than a 2- or 3-time guy.
You also got some good playing time in pitching for D'Onofrio and McLaughlin. It was good to see those guys get on the scoreboard.
Well, Kyle's a really good player, and it's just a matter of time when he's going to be playing a lot more. You know, he's going to be a great player. You know, Eddie getting in there a little bit more is great. You know, Tyler Furman's been playing great. So we have a few freshmen that we're getting in there. But, you know, it's good to get those guys into the mix a little bit, understanding what it's like to play in game situations. And I think they're getting better. You know, Kyle and Eddie are going to be great players here one day.
All right, Coach. Well, we won't see you Saturday. We'll see you the following Thursday. You got a home game, a Commonwealth Conference tournament game Thursday, May 1st.
Yeah, which we do. So we're looking forward to it. So we'll see who we play. And hopefully, you know, we can get two W's next week and keep this rolling.
And hopefully the weather will be a little warmer.
Yeah, well, you know, a little wind, you know. You got Victory, you know, we got her up this week. And so she's, you know, wanted to, you know, see how we do in the first day of weather. So it's good to get it done.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. We're going to trade you out and bring in our player of the game. That is the senior goalie, Colin Rayburn, getting the start and the win for the Mustangs tonight. Colin, what did it mean for you to get a full 60 out there and come away with the win?
That was a dream come true. You know, I've been dreaming about that my whole life. And thanks to Coach, you know, for giving me the opportunity to get out there and start on senior day. It was awesome.
And you guys had you guys started off a little slow on the offensive end. You had a couple of big saves in the first period, though. In the second quarter, when things really got going on offense, what was that like watching that from between the pipes?
It's always fun to watch. You know, I think we got one of the best teams in the country, and you know, watching those guys do their thing out there playing offense, it's always fun to watch. I thought we did a good job on defense. You know, staying out of the box, definitely something that Coach harped on all week. You know, we got to be more disciplined and. I think we held true to that.
A couple of you guys, Chris DeShiel, Kyle Holacek, Ryan Rubenstein, yourself, you've been here for all 4 years, and you've won a national championship. What kind of emotion was going on before the game? Obviously, you guys are going to get to play here again, but it is the final regular season game, and it's the finality of some sort. What were you guys kind of thinking about pregame and maybe talking about before the game?
No, for me, it was a little nerve-wracking, but, I mean, all in all, it was fun to watch guys like Cam and Craig get out there and get some playing time tonight. It was awesome just for all of our seniors to come together and be on the field at the same time. It was awesome.
Where do you think this team is compared to last year at this time? Obviously, you're always going to be compared to the team that won it all. It's a different cast a little bit, but where do you think you guys are stacking up compared to where you were last year?
We're right there with the team from last year. You know, we got a few kinks to work out, but we're getting there. A couple more games to really get tuned up for the playoffs, and then I think we'll make another run at it.
All right, Colin, we'll be along with it, and we hope it's a long run.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, that was Mustang senior goalie Colin Rayburn, our player of the game tonight. Colin with 4 saves in the victory. We'll be right back to wrap things up here from Mustang Stadium.
Here in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, braving the elements to make a point. That Bonefish Grill's new steamed Icelandic cod is as fresh as... Ugh, the sea salt stinging my eyes. It comes drizzled in citrus Thai sauce with tangy Asian salsa and jasmine rice. It's only 550 calories and a healthy way to keep your New Year's resolution at 1490.
You there in the tux, who are you?
And because the new you eats more fish, you'll also want to hear about Bonefish Grill's Kate's Wild Haddock. It's topped with lemon basil sauce and back for a limited time.
Get off my boat.
Aye, aye, Captain. What say we swing this puppy around and head over to Bonefish Grill? You there, listening to the radio. Come join us for steamed Icelandic cod. I'll even save you a seat.
Really? You do that?
Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
3 area locations, including Owings Mills on Owings Mills Boulevard, just north of Reisterstown Road. Visit bonefishgrill.com.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. Final score tonight, Stevenson 18-4 over Messiah. We'll take a look at our final stats. Mustangs, as Coach Cantabene said, only 71 shots to the Falcons, 19. Faceoff, Stevenson 21-5 advantage. Mustangs still managed to turn over their season average 17 times. The Falcons turned it over 30 times. Stevenson 3-for-4 with the man up. Just 3 penalties committed by the Mustangs for 2.5 penalty minutes, a lot less push-ups. If Cal does push-ups after every penalty, he's got to have the biggest arms in the Commonwealth Conference. We'll take a look at the Falcons' upcoming schedule. They've got one more game left in the regular season at home against Alvernia, and then they will play on Tuesday in the first round of the Commonwealth. They hope to possibly make it back here on Thursday, May 1st. For the Mustangs, their regular season finale is Saturday at Lycoming. You see Lycoming 6-8, 4-3 in the Commonwealth. Mustangs have already secured a bye from the first round, so they will host the Commonwealth semifinals on Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
I thought it was important what Coach Ken Ebene just told you a few minutes ago, that he's not going to change anything for that game on Saturday. You know, you're still only a game removed from the game against Salisbury, so you still got to kind of pick yourself back up, get that momentum rolling again. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if in the second half, like tonight, where some of the guys start to get some more rest and everything, but, you know, the key in that game Saturday is going to be get your regulars in and get them going, and then get everybody out healthy without injury.
Well, our next lacrosse broadcast will be Saturday for the women's game. Our next men's lacrosse broadcast will be Paul and I next Thursday night. We'll start at 6:40, the Commonwealth Conference semifinals. Final score tonight, Stevenson 18, Messiah 4 for Paul Taylor. I'm Sid Zweigbaum. From all of us at SFMSports.net and SUTV, we thank you for following along on this regular season journey. Next time we see you, it's playoff time. Until then, good night.
This presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse has been brought to you by Stevenson University and powered by SFMSports.net. This broadcast was presented in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Mustang Stadium on Owings Mills Boulevard, Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and the Green Turtle. Don't forget to visit GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.